off of a high screen, takes it to the hoop, lays it up off the glass and through, and she'll launch from three-point range and buries it.
It's time for Morehead State University basketball on the Eagle Sports Network. MSU broadcasts are sponsored by Eagle Family Sports Pass, Buffalo Wild Wings, Ticket Smarter, the Kentucky Department of Highway Safety, Citizens Bank Morehead, Giovanni's, Tim Short Auto Group, Pepsi, Kentucky Lottery, Whitaker Bank Morehead, and MSU Soar Higher. By Allen's IGA, Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware, Bypass Pond, Clark's Pumpin' Shop, First Federal Savings and Load, Furniture World Superstore, Gateway Cycles, Hardee's, Hinton Mills, Hothead Salon, Linex of Morehead, Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, Your Scott Family McDonald's, Morehead Tourism, Porter Group Insurance, Reno's Roadhouse, Right Way Auto Glass, St. Clair Healthcare, Wendy's of Morehead, and Whitaker Bank Morehead. Stay tuned. Tip-off is minutes away on the Eagle Sports Network.
And Morehead State has pulled off the upset. Coming off of a decisive victory over Midway Saturday, the Morehead State women's basketball team is hoping today it can add a second straight win to its list of Thanksgiving blessings as the Eagles entertain the Ohio Bobcats. Hi, and an early happy Thanksgiving, Eagle fans. This is Tom Lewis, along with my pal Drew Barnett, courtside at MSU's Ellis Johnson Arena. In Saturday's home opener, the Eagles rode a true team effort to a 103-51 blowout of Midway. Five Eagles scored in double figures, and every player who saw action scored. Today, MSU steps back up in weight class against the D1 Bobcats. Ohio struggled to a 6-23 record last season. This year, OU is off to a 1-1 start, picking up a six-point win over Dayton in its last outing 6 days ago. This should be an entertaining matchup of two rebuilding programs showing glimmers of promise so far this young season. After this two-minute break, we'll talk with MSU coach Kayla Petrie, so stay with us here on the Eagle Sports Network.
In a world without Mountain Dew, life would be pretty dull. So grab yourself a Mountain Dew and get that incomparable blast of neon citrus flavor. Hey, if you're not having an outrageously good time, you're not drinking Dew. Do the Dew.
Welcome to the alternate universe of Mountain Dew Zero Sugar.
Because even though it says zero sugar right there on the bottle,
the taste is nothing less than outrageously delicious. Transport yourself to an alternate universe of Mountain Dew Zero Sugar.
Zero sugar. All Dew.
Calling all Eagle family members. It's time to get your brand new Eagle Family Sports Pass. Immediate family members of current MSU students can get general admission to each and every Morehead State University home athletic event for just $40 per person. That's it. No strings attached. You and your family can enjoy every Morehead State home athletic event all year long for only $40 per person. All the details are available on MSUEagles.com.
Buy one, get one half off traditional Wing Tuesdays at Buffalo Wild Wings?
Wing Tuesdays is the best day of my life, every Tuesday.
What about graduating valedictorian or the first day of your new job?
I mean, those are all great, but they just weren't on a Wing Tuesday.
Buy one, get one half off traditional wings every Tuesday only at Buffalo Wild Wings. To the greatest of all times. Buy one, get one of equal value, 50% off traditional wings on Tuesdays at participating locations. Not valid with other offers. Size exclusions may apply while supplies last. Limit one. Delivery and takeout available at participating locations through Buffalo Wild Wings app or website. Fees, including service fees, may apply.
You may have been born to be wild, but you weren't born to be dead from a needless motorcycle crash. So when you're even just a little impaired, you do not get your motor running. You do not head out on the highway. What you do is get a ride from a sober friend, a taxi or rideshare service, or public transportation. Because you may be looking for adventure, but you're not looking for trouble. Please ride sober. Paid with funds through the Kentucky Office of Highway Safety.
Welcome back to Johnson Arena. Men's and women's basketball doubleheader today, and we'll start with Morehead State's women taking on the Ohio Bobcats, joined now by MSU head coach Kayla Petrie. Kayla, we've not had a lot of time to talk recently, but four games in, how are you feeling about your team right now?
You know, I feel good about us. You know, we played the two Power 5 games, and and I thought we had good things that were shown. And then Lipscomb's, I think they're a top 150 team. So to play them close on the road, they're a team that won 20 games last year, and that was definitely a winnable game. Obviously, we're not happy that we dropped it, but it was a good showing. And truthfully, we played awesome, except for about 3 minutes in the fourth, and that's where it kind of fell apart. I thought Midway was good. You know, we had a lot of the good things happen, but we're super excited for this one today. This is another, it's a winnable game. It's a home game. It's a trap game. You know, the game before Thanksgiving. Both teams probably excited to go see family, not to have class. And so one thing that we've just stressed all week is just being ready to play and not coming out flat, because one of Ohio's strengths is they come out swinging. I mean, both their games, App State, they got up 20, maybe 24, something like that. And then same thing with Dayton. And so we got to be ready for them to come out swinging and shooting.
A team that likes to cause some chaos defensively. They're averaging, forcing over 25 turnovers a game. They seem to kind of take pride on playing well on that end.
70% of their offense comes from fast break, according to Synergy, and they use their defense to create their offense. What they do, it's not extremely aggressive. Their switches are, they switch everything, almost everything on ball or off ball, they're switching. And then if you'll watch it, I mean, it may be easier to see on film rather than on live play, but every pass, there's 2.5 or 3 people right in the middle of that paint. Their help side is very, very strong, and so that's something that we have to be aware of today. We've got to figure out a way to not settle for quick threes early, because they're sagged in and switching, and then we've got to figure out a way to exploit the switches. And we've got a couple of plans, but you never know which one works, so plan A, B, and C, and we'll try them. I've got the order that we think, but you guys can look for some adjustments throughout the course of the game.
Not related to the game, it is Thanksgiving week. What are you thankful for?
I am thankful for my family. I love them so much. I miss them. They're back home in Texas. Obviously, that's what everybody should be the most thankful for. But I'm thankful to have a Division I basketball job. You know, this little run here hasn't been, I guess, what a lot of people would call crazy successful. But it's definitely building, and I'm just happy to be here, happy for the future. Really believe in our new athletic director. I think he has big vision, and just thankful for the direction our program and our entire department's going.
Thankful for you, too.
Oh, yeah, appreciate it. Got to go. Appreciate you.
Coach Kayla Petrie back with more after this on the Eagle Sports Network.
When you're hungry before or after the game, make your way to Wendy's on Main Street in Moorhead. Wendy's has the best old-fashioned hamburgers, fixed just the way you like them, and served hot and fresh. Or try one of their delicious chicken items, like the homestyle chicken sandwiches. If you get a craving for a Frosty, chili, or the freshest salad, Wendy's is the place. Open every night till 1 a.m. to serve you. That's Wendy's, Main Street, Moorhead.
Whitaker Bank is dedicated to providing exceptional banking experiences to our fellow Kentuckians. We live in the communities we serve and work diligently to serve the needs of our neighbors. Hi, this is Michelle Skaggs, loan officer at the Northside branch location. Stop in and let us put our experience and customer service to work for you. Whitaker Bank is uniquely Kentucky, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
Trusted, tried, and true. Those three words represent the highest standards for Kawasaki Mule side-by-sides. Trusted means being built strong and built to last. Tried means being put to the test by hardworking people doing the toughest jobs. True means staying authentic to roots that run 30 years deep. Kawasaki Mule, the definition of trusted, tried, and true. Available at Gateway Cycles, Mount Sterling. GatewayCycles.com.
Looking for convenience that fits your busy lifestyle? Look no further than Clark's Pump and Shop. At Clark's Pump and Shop, we have everything you need right when you need it. Want a good cup of coffee to kickstart your day? We've got it. Snacks and treats for an afternoon pick-me-up? We've got that too. And don't forget, we're your one-stop shop for top-quality fuel. Clark's Pump and Shop, Moorhead, Winchester, Flemingsburg, West Liberty, and Vanceburg. Return, refresh, refuel. Clark's Pump and Shop.
Welcome back to Johnson Arena as we get set for a women's men's basketball doubleheader this afternoon on the eve of Thanksgiving. Tom Lewis and Drew Barnett with you for today's women's game as the Eagles will take on Ohio University. And that game will be followed up by the MSU men taking on Midway at about 3 o'clock or as soon as the women's game can finish up and give the guys time to warm up. Let's take a moment to get familiar with these two teams facing off in our opener today. Ohio off to a 1-1 start with a road loss at Appalachian State and a home win over Dayton. The Bobcats were 6-23 last winter. They have only two forwards on their entire roster, everyone else guards, and they start five guards. One of them is Kennedy Watkins, a name that may be familiar to Morehead State women's basketball fans as she played her first two seasons at Southeast Missouri, an OVC rival of Morehead State. Watkins, a 5'10 junior out of Baldwin, Missouri, 7.5 points, 3.5 rebounds through the first two games of the season. Monica Williams is a 5'9 freshman from Indianapolis, Indiana, averaging 9 points and 4.5 rebounds. Kate Dennis, a 6-foot junior from Rockford, Illinois, 6.5 points and 2.5 boards so far this season. Benjisu Alper, a 5'11 senior from Istanbul, Turkey, a transfer from Northwestern State. She's averaging 6 markers, 2 caroms, and 3 steals a game through 2 outings this season. And Jaya McClure, the final starter, a 5'6 sophomore from Louisville, Kentucky, getting her first start of the year. Only her second game of the year. She missed the first game with an injury, but in game two against Dayton had 18 points, 4 assists, and a rebound. Bob Bolden is in his 11th season as OU head coach. He's 186 and 124 over that span. Morehead State off to a 1-3 start, getting its first victory of the season Saturday over Midway, 103-51. Starting lineup looks like this. Veronica Charles, a 5'4 senior from Benue State, Nigeria, will be one of the guards, averaging 13 points, 5 rebounds, and 2 steals a game so far this season. Katie Novick will run the point, the 5'9 freshman out of Belarus, 8.5 points, 4.3 rebounds, and 6 assists a game. Melissa Secchiaroli will be the third guard, a 5'10 junior from Sours, France, Wichita State transfer in her second year at Morehead State, averaging 10.3 points and 2 boards an outing so far this campaign. And the twins, Jaden Rhodes and Haley Rhodes, will be the other two starters. Jaden, a 5'11 sophomore from Keller, Texas, 5 points, 3.5 rebounds a game. And Haley, also a 5'11 sophomore from Keller, 10 points and 4.7 boards an outing. Kayla Petrie's beginning her third season at the Eagle Helm. She's 13-49 in her time with the blue and gold. MSU leads the all-time series with Ohio 7-5, but the Eagles have lost the last 3 showdowns, including the most recent one in the 2014-2015 season. Our officials today, Erica Harriman, Kyle Adams, and Kamaria Douglas. Let's take one more break and come back and get set for tip-off right after this on the Eagle Sports Network.
The Citizens Bank, with locations in Bath, Morgan, and Rowan counties, offers totally free checking for business and personal. Open your account online at www.tcbanytime.com or stop by any of our 5 banking locations to get your totally free account open today. The Citizens Bank, with totally free checking for everyone and a free gift. Member FDIC.
The views are breathtaking. The experience is hands-on. The instruction is personal. The programs are nationally ranked. The atmosphere is welcoming. It's all here, all in one unique place at Morehead State University, all to help you soar higher.
Welcome back to midcourt at Ellis Johnson Arena on the campus of Morehead State University. Morehead State's women's basketball team getting set to face off with the Ohio Bobcats. Tom Lewis, along with my partner for the day, the GOAT, the one and only, the living legend, Drew Barnett. Don't have Wes Holland. We did one better, I think.
Right, yeah. Well, I don't know if I'm the greatest of all time, but I like to think that I'm at least in the top 10. So, but anyway, good to be with you here today, Tom. Happy Thanksgiving, a
Same
day early.
You. Same
yeah,
to you.
You and your family. Our families might be the only ones listening, but they're certainly out there.
Let's talk about this game just a little bit as the two teams get ready to take the court. I think number one for Morehead State, and based on our discussion, preparing, the Eagles have to eat the glass today.
Yes, yeah. They have the height advantage. You don't often see this. You see it some, but not really often, where a team runs five guards on the floor at once. It's very playground-esque, and we do have to eat the glass. We have a size advantage. We should be getting every offensive and defensive rebound, really.
The Eagles, through their first four games, have a plus 6.7 rebounding margin. Ohio, through its first two games, minus 21 a game.
Right, yeah. So they don't even really, their goal isn't even really to go to the glass. So really, any missed rebound, you almost have to look at it as a missed opportunity.
Yes.
It's an area where Morehead certainly has the advantage.
I think that the other big key, creating and hitting open shots. Coach Caleb Petrie talked about that switching
right.
defense that Ohio throws at you.
Yeah, they do, and again, it's guard heavy, so they do play sort of a matchup defense where they do switch a lot, and she mentioned working it over to the weak side help. Dayton was able to get a lot of good shots. You and I were watching that game against it. I think we will be able to as well, but you have to knock them down, and you have to be relaxed. Like, it was kind of nice to see during warm-ups the team's kind of laughing and jumping around. Yeah. I think that that's important going into basketball. It's hard to make shots when your teeth are clenched.
Absolutely. Teams are on the floor. Morehead State sporting the home whites with the Morehead blue numbers and letters and blue and gold trim. Ohio wearing black uniforms with green numbers and letters with white outline. So kind of that monochromatic look, but not as bad as some that we've seen. So we're ready for tip-off as our lead official steps in. Ball is in the air, and the opening tip will be taken by the Ohio Bobcats as Alper will hand off high left to McClure, who runs the point. She'll float around the arc to the right side, bounces it there for Kate Dennis, who's off the mark with a three-pointer, but the offensive rebound and putback is good by Kennedy Watkins, and the Bobcats take the early 2-0 lead.
Yeah, Novick. They win the tip, and then they get an offensive rebound.
I don't believe.
Okay, not the start we want.
Nope. Eagles in the offensive end. Veronica Charles, couple of bounces on the right wing, gives it up to Haley Rhodes. And we have a three-second violation underneath as Jaden Rhodes camped out just a little bit too long inside the low block.
Yeah, 3 seconds, definitely a violation. Every two or three times a year you actually see it called. That was one of them.
Eagles with some token defensive pressure full court, but McClure handles it easily. Drifts around the top of the arc, underhands it to Alper, who gives it to Watkins. Now to Monica Williams. Chest pass out top to Dennis. She'll dribble around the arc to the right wing. Hands it off there to McClure. She'll launch a three-pointer too short. Haley Rhodes, the rebound for Morehead State off the floor. Gives it to Novick up the left sideline. Kicks it into the corner to Charles. She's picked up there. And an illegal dribble called on Veronica Charles for carrying the basketball.
Yeah, carrying the ball. So Morehead State turnovers on their last two possessions.
The last two are their first two as well. So not a great start offensively for the Eagles, but they're just down 2-0 here in the early going.
Ohio really spreading the floor here, Tom.
Something they love to do. They'll do dribble drive and kick. They'll look for the low post. That time they tried to go low post. His entry pass went to Alper, and Morehead State's Katie Novick came over her back trying to deflect the ball away, and so the Eagles pick up their first foul. Bobcats will inbound baseline, near side to our left. Pass comes in to Dennis. She'll step immediately into a three. It's too strong, but another offensive rebound. This one to Alper. Kicks it back out to McClure. She dribble drives, puts it up. It won't go, but she'll draw contact, and we'll have our first free throws of the day. That foul comes against Morehead State's Charles, her first, team second. And onto the floor now for MSU is Valentina Sarek, the 6'2 sophomore out of Los Altos, California. And she'll replace Novick. So Morehead State will probably move Veronica Charles to the point with Novick on the bench. McClure pure on the first free throw. It's now 3-0 Bobcats. McClure hit 4 of 7 free throws in her first outing of the season 6 days ago. This one does a dance and falls, and it's 4-0 OU.
Morehead needs the ball to go through the hoop.
Charles, as we thought, will run the point with Novick on the bench. Stops with her dribble near the left hash. Comes around a Sarek screen. And lost the basketball. Here comes Alper in a hurry the other way on the fast break. Puts it high off the glass. Too strong. And Sarek will corral the rebound off the floor. Hands it off to Charles to come the other way into the offensive end to our right for MSU. Pulls up. High left. Rotates out near the center circle. Comes around to Sarek. Screen. Takes it down the right side of the lane. Kicks to Sekiaroli. She'll drive the angle. Scoops with the left hand. Does a dance. Won't fall. And the rebound to Kennedy Watkins of OU. Off to McClure. Stops on the left side of the lane. Kicks it back out to Watkins. Spin move in the lane. Off the glass. Bounces a couple of times and goes. Nice offensive strong move by Watkins.
Yeah, it really is.
6-0 OU.
Ohio doing what they want to do. They're spreading the floor. They're running the matchup zone. Here's some better ball movement by Morehead.
Haley Rhodes, strong drive off the angle. Missed her first shot. Got her miss. Put it back up. It won't go, but she's fouled. And Haley will get free throws as Kate Dennis picks up her first foul, and that's the first of the afternoon on the Bobcats. So Haley Rhodes will toe the line for 2 shots. She is 5 of 8 so far this season from the stripe. Spins the ball in hand, puts it up, rolls a bit, and then falls. Morehead State finally on the scoreboard, 7:20 to go. Opening quarter, 6-1 Ohio. Rhodes with one more free throw to come. Four bounces, gets in the air, and too short. McClure will clear the board for the Bobcats and will dribble it up herself. Comes across the timeline, guarded by Charles. Works to the right, takes it to the low block, and an offensive foul as she pushed off with the off arm.
Yeah, a little bit of a push off there, so a turnover for Ohio U.
I believe that's their first of the day. They came in averaging 27 turnovers a game through their first 2 outings. So they are turnover prone.
Yes, they are.
Sekiaroli will bring it across midcourt for Morehead State. Guarded out there by McClure from the Eagle Emblem. Bounce pass to Haley Rhodes. Underhands it right back to Sekiaroli. Now high right. Finds the cutting Jaden Rhodes. Nice pass. Rhodes could not finish. But the rebound tipped out of bounds by Ohio. And Morehead State will keep possession.
Yeah.
Golden opportunity, nice pass by Sekiaroli, but Rhodes just could not finish.
Just didn't go down. So over 3 minutes here to start the game with no field goals for Morehead State.
Sekiaroli gets it inbounds near side to Haley Rhodes, and she, I believe, is immediately fouled by Alpert.
Yeah, I didn't quite see what happened. But
not much contact, but enough, I guess, to warrant the whistle. And Coach Bob Bolden will go to his bench. Lele Fantroy, a 5'11 freshman from Palestine, Texas, and Maddie Mace, a 5'11 redshirt junior out of Parkersburg, West Virginia, now into the lineup. Sekiaroli, nice look. Found Jaden Rhodes. Her shot was blocked by a Bobcat, but the Eagles got it back. Entry pass from Sekiaroli, initially taken away, but Sarek able to haul it in.
And we have another stoppage here. The shot clock, it's a clock issue, the shot clock not starting.
I wonder if it was reset, but there was not really a clear change of possession.
Yes, I believe that's what the issue is. So
Morehead State will keep it, and the shot clock will go to 16. And I think that's the right call.
Yes, it is. And good job by the officials to catch that.
Well, Sekiaroli will inbound here near the hash on the near sideline. Into Charles. She'll take it into the lane. Finds Sekiaroli. Puts it on the floor. Tries to scoop it up. Shot partially blocked by, I believe, Watkins. But she also got a piece of Sekiaroli. And Mel should get free throws here.
Yeah, so that'll send her to the line for 2. And a chance to cut it to either 4 or 3.
Yep. foul was on Watkins. Sekiroli's first free throw right on the money, and it's 6-2 OU. Sekiroli doesn't get to the free throw line much. He's 4 of 7 so far this season, or came in 4 of 7, so yeah. Now 5 of 8, make it 6 of 9. Yeah. She makes them both. Lead cut now to 6-3. Quickly the other way, Ohio. And yeah. A blocking foul as Sekiroli cuts off Maddie Mace trying to drive, or excuse me, Lele Fantroy. She tried to drive off the angle.
Yeah, Sekiroli just got a little too much of her with the body. Good defense, but a little too physical.
Inbounds comes from the baseline out high left to Fantroy. Pass to Mace. She'll try to drive left side, goes baseline, scoops it up, and it crawls over the front of the rim and good. She got up over Sarek. 8-3 now, OU.
Yeah.
And a near turnover as the Bobcats nearly came away with a steal but could not control it near their own bench, and Morehead State will keep it with 25 to shoot. Sekiroli will inbound right next to the Bobcat bench on the far side. Bounce pass into the corner to Charles. And she's again called for carrying the basketball. There was some contact there, Drew.
Yeah, there was. And again, you have to realize that's the second time they've called that, that they're going to be zeroing in on that.
Another Morehead State turnover. The third of the game, the fourth of the game, rather, the third on Charles already.
Yeah, that looked like a carry there.
Yep. Bobcats have the basketball. Mace drives or dribbles around the apex of the arc, hands it off to McClure. Works left baseline against Charles, gets cut off, stuck in the lane, and a 3-second violation. Great defense.
It really was. So we've seen carries in 3 seconds. More than what you see in an entire season sometime in the first 5 minutes of this one.
Another substitution for the Bobcats as Cassidy Lafler will check in, a 5'11 sophomore out of Dublin, Ohio. Eagle basketball trailing by 5 as we approach the midway point of quarter number 1.
Yep. The calls have been correct.
Yeah. No qualms with the calls. You just don't see some of these that often.
Right.
Haley Rhodes. High right, gives it to Sarek, high left, back to Sekiroli. She'll drive off the right angle, scoops it up over the neck of the iron. It won't go. And then Melissa called for a frustration foul after McClure had corralled the rebound. And Melissa will pick up her first personal.
So Morehead State trying to drive on the matchup, and they are getting to the basket, but they aren't finishing. You got to wonder, we're nearing the media timeout, Chuck, if we're going to, or Tom, apologies.
Unbelievable.
Oh, wow. If we're going to see an adjustment coming out of the media timeout.
That's actually Sekiroli's second personal foul. And the Bobcats with the basketball. And a turnover. Morehead State with the steal. It's Blessing King into the game. Gives to Charles the give and go, and King on the fast break will lay it up and through. Nicely done in transition.
Yeah. Transition bucket. First field goal of the game for Morehead.
8-5. And Ohio will try to drive. It's Mace kicking it out now to Bailey Tabling off the mark with her left wing three-pointer. Charles, the long rebound. Quickly the other way in transition. Novick misses the layup and then a tie-up on the rebound. Morehead State will keep possession, and that will take us to our media timeout. 4:36 to play in quarter number 1. Morehead State comes out a little cold offensively, but it's only an 8-5 OU lead. We'll be back with more after this on the Eagle Sports Network.
It's that time of year again. It's the annual enrollment period for Medicare. Have you recently discovered that your health care provider is no longer in your network? Call us at 606-780-1387 to see what options you have. We are your local Medicare Resource Center at the Porter Group Insurance. That's 606-780-1387 or find us online at portergroupinsurance.com.
Hothead Salon in Pinecrest Plaza, Morehead is the official hair salon of Morehead State Athletics. Men, women, and children. Hotheads makes everyone look their best, and walk-ins are always welcome. Hotheads is an integrity scruple salon and carries only the best hair care products. Call 784-4688 for an appointment. That's 784-HOTT. Or drop in and see Beverly and her staff. The doors open at 10 a.m. Monday through Saturday for your convenience. Hothead Salon in Morehead. Like them on Facebook.
Line X of Morehead is your source for Line X protective coatings and now your source for Value Guard undercoating. Value Guard is a military-grade material that offers superior protection for any vehicle. First, they clean and condition the surface, fog all body cavities, then apply Value Guard undercoating to your vehicle. Platinum Series Line-X bed coatings are also available. Line-X of Moorhead, just off I-64, exit 133. Online at lineXofMoorhead.com.
Cassie here at Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware in Moorhead. We wanted to pop in with a friendly reminder that we have a huge canning selection filled with all your canning needs. A few items include jars, lids, bands, canners, cookers, and their parts, as well as seasoning mixes, pickle crisp, pickling lime, and salt. Stop by today for all your canning needs at Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware on Flemingsburg Road at I-64 in Moorhead. Ace is the helpful place.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Matinee basketball at Moorhead State's Johnson Arena. The MSU women trailing here in the early going against Ohio University 8-5. Tom Lewis along with Drew Barnett. Drew, what have you seen so far?
Well, it seems like Moorhead State's trying to drive against that matchup defense that they're playing, and they have gotten to the rim a couple times but missed the layup. Generally speaking, ball movement and off-ball screens on the weak side of the ball are the way to get open looks against it. It'll be interesting to see if we switch up strategies coming out of the media timeout here.
Eagles do have the basketball. Novick will trigger from the baseline, having trouble finding
and
someone.
We got a five-second.
That was a quick five-second whistle.
Yeah.
But another Moorhead State turnover.
Right. It was.
Full court pressure by Moorhead State as Mace will.
That should have been a travel.
Yep. You're right. McClure slowly across midcourt, works the right sideline, now tries to drive the baseline. Her floater crawls across the top of the rim and whistle and a foul on the rebound attempt. Let's see which way this goes. I believe that's on that's going against Veronica Charles. Wow. That's her second. I thought she had the inside position. But Lele Fantroy will be the beneficiary and will get free throws as that puts the Bobcats in the bonus. But Fantroy misses the first too strong. Eagles going deeper into their bench. Now they'll wait until the second free throw. And Troy puts it up again too strong, and Novick with the strong rebound for Moorhead State. Bends around a couple of defenders, gets it to Sarek, now to Charles, to Novick. She'll back it out into the center circle and set the offense. Floats to the left, underhands it to Charles near the hash. Have a wide open Haley Rhodes on the near side, but the Eagles didn't pick her up soon enough. Rhodes gets the basketball, dribbles out to the top of the arc, takes it down the lane, and has her pocket picked by Mace. Ahead to McClure in transition. A Euro step. Gets it to the trailer. Lafleur. She'll put it off the window and through.
And again, trying to penetrate instead of whipping the ball around.
10-5 Bobcats. Moorhead State ball. Novick. Overhead pass to Sarek. She'll drive the left angle. Nice up and under move, and she'll put it up and through off the glass. Back to a three-point game. 10-7 Bobcats.
Yeah.
McClure gets around her defender and an uncontested layup.
We've had some issues with the score. I believe the score is 14-7 after that field goal. I believe.
I think the stat looks at it at 12-7 is correct.
Okay.
They have corrected that. Well, now the computer stats are saying 14. You're right. We do have a discrepancy. And an offensive foul on Moorhead State's Blessing King as she tried to drive and kick and ran over her defender. That was Monica Williams down low.
And again, a Wednesday afternoon game, sometimes people have duties that they don't normally have. Hey, they got me on the radio.
We are really
scraping the bottom here. The score is 14-7, Ohio.
Matilda Soderlund into the lineup for Moorhead State out of Stockholm, Sweden. Mace lost the handle. Ball juggled around and finally corralled by MSU's Jaden Rhodes. Gives it to Novick. Passes up to Soderlund. Back out to Novick. Right side to Soderlund. Leaves it there for Novick. Bounce pass out top to Jaden Rhodes. Tried to get it to her twin sister. Off of her fingertips. Right to Blessing King. Takes it strong to the hole and draws the foul. And that will go, I believe, against Monica Williams. number one on Williams, the fifth of the quarter on OU. So the Eagles now in the bonus.
Okay, which is important. Morehead State's got to, they got to get points somehow, and if they come from the line.
Blessing King's first free throw, way too strong. Not a huge scorer, but she has been a force on the boards. 25 rebounds over the last two games for the Morehead State newcomer, Blessing King. Her second free throw, she banks it in. It counts.
It counts.
And now we believe it's 14-8.
Yeah.
Ohio, they have the ball. Nearly threw it away, but Watkins able to bring it down. She'll drive. Offensive foul.
Yeah.
Nicely defended by Morehead State Skylar Barnes, who came on during that last stoppage. Barnes, a 5'9 junior out of Lancaster, Texas, by way of Blinn College.
Yeah, and while it was close, she was not quite in the restricted area.
So here come the Eagles.
Finch not liking the call.
Nope. Trying to cut into this Bobcat lead. Novick keeps her dribble, takes it into the lane, splits defenders, and a blocking foul coming against OU. And I think that's going against Lafleur. If so, that's her first. It is. And Novick will go to the line for Morehead State. The fine freshman point guard out of Belarus. This is a rare trip to the line for her so far this season, where she's 4 of 8 coming into today.
Yeah.
Still a discrepancy in the score between the scoreboard and the computer stats.
Yeah.
Computer stats we think are correct, and with that made free throw, it's 14-9, Morehead State.
And, yeah, I mean, 5 of 11, 2 of 4 from 3, and then the two free throws. It's
Novick tickles the net with her second. Makes it 14-10, OU. Bobcats into the offensive end. It's Williams running the point. Works the right side. Tried to go into the near corner and ran over a defender again.
Yeah.
Barnes down low doing a great job drawing another offensive foul.
And a really good defensive play there by Morehead State. That gets the Morehead bench into the game. Have a stop here for the...
I believe we had a player had to tie a shoe. So the Eagles now on offense. Novick up the far sideline. Hands it to Barnes. Curls into the top of the key. Floater won't go. Put back by Blessing King.
Yeah.
Is good.
And a really good rebound there and put back by Blessing to cut the lead to 2.
14-12. Lafleur drives the left angle. Cut off at the block.
And
double teamed. And a
should
travel.
Should be a travel, yeah. It's a move.
Great help defense as Novick and King double teamed and forced that miscue.
Yeah.
So the Eagles can tie or take the lead on this trip. Novick to Soderlund, right back to Novick. She'll drive right baseline. And a whistle and a blocking foul coming against the Bobcats will put Novick at the line. That will go against Maddie Mace, I believe. That's number one on Mace. And Novick will go back to the line for Morehead State. First one, too short. Novick flirted with a triple-double Saturday in the Eagles' last outing. 7 points, 8 rebounds, 9 assists, and also had 4 steals in just 24 minutes. Second free throw right on the money. And it's a one-point game, 14-13. Eagles extend the defensive pressure in the half court just a bit. Near steal there, but maintained by Watkins. Gives it to Mace. Finds a teammate in the lane. Spin move, and the shot no good, but fouled in the process. Believe that's Williams. It is.
Yeah.
And Williams will go to the free throw line. That foul was on Skylar Barnes, her first.
Yeah, in the process of shooting, but they're already in the bonus.
Yep.
So
wouldn't have mattered
anyway.
Wouldn't
have mattered.
Alper back on the floor for the Bobcats as Williams toes the nail. First free throw up. It's good.
Yeah. So Morehead State getting some offensive production since the media timeout.
15-13 Bobcats. Second free throw also right on the money. 16-13 now, the OU lead. Onto the floor for the Bobcats, Jaya McClure. I believe she replaced Williams. Blessing King holds between the rings for Morehead State. One dribble, gets it to Novick near the left hash. Working against McClure man-to-man. Novick to Soderlund outside the arc, left side, back to Novick. She'll drive, splits defenders, a blocking foul.
Yeah, blocking, and
Alper, I believe, the guilty party down low, maybe in the restricted area.
Yeah, not a lot of argument there, but that's what it was. It was well in the restricted area, so that belongs to the offense.
And so Katie Novick, again to the free throw line. Hadn't been there much coming into this game, only 8 free throws through the first 4 games, but she's piling them up so far today. That one rattles and falls. 16-14. The Bobcat lead cut to 2. 61 ticks remaining in the first quarter. Second free throw rims out, and Lafler will pull down the rebound for the Bobcats. To McClure, who works up the far sideline into the offensive end to our left. Crossover dribble gets away from Barnes, kicks it out to Lafler. Set three-pointer, too strong off the back of the iron. Blessing King, the floor rebound for Morehead State to Novick. Stops at the far hash to Soderlund. Thought about the three, instead back to Novick, high left. Working against Lafler. Gets around a high screen, kicks it to Rhodes. Down into the corner to Soderlund. Back out straight away now to Novick. One dribble, back to Soderlund. Immediately steps into a three and pans it.
Yeah, and there, I love that. The way they moved the ball, got it into the corner. She had the open look. She only needed a second, and she drained it.
And Morehead State takes its first lead of the day, 17-16.
That was a great offensive possession, Tom.
12 seconds to play. The Bobcats playing for the final shot of the quarter as McClure dribbles against Barnes. Works down to the low block. Tries to kick it far corner to May. She'll drive. 1 second to go. Morehead State tips it away, and it's off of a Bobcat. Actually, it looks like a foul coming up.
Which is a great break here for Morehead State. A foul with .2 left and a couple of free throws coming up to extend the lead even more.
Yeah, I thought the Eagles had just knocked it out of bounds, and that would be pretty much the end of the quarter. But you're right, Soderlund will be at the line to give Morehead State an opportunity to increase its lead to wrap up this first quarter. First free throw, boom.
Yeah.
Beautiful stroke there by Soderlund.
Yeah.
Her first free throw of this season, her first free throw as a member of the Morehead State Eagles. Second one, rims in and out. Mace the rebound, and the first quarter will come to an end. So 10 minutes in the books here at Johnson Arena. It's been an entertaining game so far. Morehead State will go to the break leading Ohio 18-16 here on the Eagles Sports Network.
Furniture World Superstore's Black Friday sale with incredible deals and once-a-year savings you have to see to believe. New merchandise is arriving daily, so now's the best time to update your home and save. Leather recliner with power headrest, only $5.99 while they last. Plus, no interest up to 2 years with approved credit. So many deals, so little time. The Black Friday sale at Furniture World Superstore. The local guys with the best buys. 356 Pinecrest Drive in Morehead and on Maysville Road, Mount Sterling. Close Sunday.
A quiz for Kentuckians. Where is the state's fourth largest lake? Who has the state's only folk art museum? Whose main street includes part of the Sheltoe Trace National Recreation Trail? Where did the Moonlight School movement start? Which county is named for the builder of my old Kentucky home? These answers are found in Morehead and Rowan County, where history and culture are as important as fun in the sun. Go to visitmorehead.com to plan your trip.
Same quality care, two convenient locations. St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care is seeing patients at both locations in Morehead, 431 Hampton Way and 1028 East Main Street. Get care for sudden illnesses, sprains, and strains at both locations Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., Saturday from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., and Sunday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Don't forget, walk-ins are always welcome at St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care. Get more information at st-clair.org/urgentcare.
If you're building or buying a new home, congratulations. We're one of your neighbors, and we can help. We're First Federal Savings and Loan, 211 West Main Street in Morehead. We've helped a lot of neighbors with purchases, refinancing, and construction lending. We'll find you the right loan, the best rate, and guide you through the entire process. Call us at 784-4187. Welcome to your new home. Let First Federal Savings and Loan help. After all, that's what neighbors are for. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. Subject to credit approval. NMLS number 657533.
Back to Johnson Arena.
It's Tom always Lewis entertaining.
And Drew Barnett. Wow. Yeah, it's never a dull moment on a holiday week at Morehead State University. We still have a discrepancy in the score from between the scoreboard and the computer stats. It looks like they finally have it sorted out, and actually the score is 18-14.
Yeah,
Morehead State leading Ohio. We thought it was 18-16, but there was a mistake earlier, and not on us.
That was quite the huddle at the end of the quarter among all the scorekeepers. The score is 18-14, Morehead State, and
the Bobcats actually came out with the early lead, but
but really,
no field goal for Ohio in the last 3.5 minutes of that first quarter.
Yeah, Morehead State, the defense has been strong, and some nice adjustments offensively at the media timeout.
Eagles get first crack here in the second quarter as well as Novick kicks it into the far corner to Barnes. She'll pull up from about 12 on the baseline. No, fight for the rebound. King had the inside position,
and I believe
a foul coming over the back on... Looks like Lele Fan Troy.
Right, so over the back foul on Ohio. And a good box out there by Morehead.
Yep. First foul of the game on Fan Troy. First of the quarter on the Bobcats. Soderlund tosses it in out top to Haley Rhodes. Gives it up to Novick near the left hash. She'll rotate around the apex of the arc. Now reverses to the left. Kicks it to Soderlund. Three-pointer too short. Pinball on the rebound. It ends up in the hands of Maddie Mace. Nearly taken away by Novick at midcourt. McClure there to secure it for the Bobcats. Man-to-man defense. McClure takes it into the lane. Tried an up and under. Instead kicks it to Fantroy. Wide open left side three is right on the money.
Yeah, and that was a classic drive and dish. The defense collapsed on the drive. She dished it out to the baseline. Wide open three and knocked it down.
And the Eagle lead back to one, 18-17. Head basketball as Rhodes takes it strong on the baseline. No good. Alper a strong rebound, and she'll come the other way for the Bobcats. Pulls up left wing out to McClure straight away. She'll float to the right around the apex of the arc. Takes it in off the angle. Kicks into the near corner. Alper a three. Too strong, and the rebound to Skylar Barnes. In transition. Here come the Eagles. Novick. Into the lane, splits defenders, lays it up and in with the left hand.
And another transition bucket for Morehead State. Last two possessions, Ohio drive and dish.
20-17, Morehead State. McClure misses on a driving layup and a tie-up on the rebound, and Ohio will keep possession.
Yeah.
Kayla Hall checking in now for Morehead State. Hall, a 6'1 junior out of Lawton, Oklahoma, by way of Barton Community College in Kansas. She'd started most of the Eagles games coming into today, but coming off the bench today. Paris McBride also under the floor for the Eagles. 5'6 redshirt junior out of Richmond, Virginia. Bobcats will inbound baseline far side. It comes into Mace, steps into a three-pointer right wing, rattles in and out. And Hall onto the floor for the first time. A quick rebound to McBride. Hands it to Soderlund, right back to McBride here at the near hash. Comes off of a Hall screen, rotates around the arc, kicks it far side to Barnes, to Haley Rhodes. Gets cut off, she'll try again, gets free that time, and lays it up and in with the left hand.
Nice job there by Haley. The lane was open and she just took it. Morehead with their biggest lead of the game, I believe.
5 points, 22-17. Lafleur picks up her dribble left. Wing floats it inside nicely to Fan Troy and got Haley Rhodes up in the air, and she'll commit the foul. Right.
A late whistle there, a correct one, but there's over the back and then there's over the shoulders.
That's Rhodes' first foul of the game, and I believe the first of the quarter on the Eagles, but it does send Fan Troy to the line. She'll make the first. And Troy eyes, puts the second one in the air. It's off to the right, no good, but a good offensive rebound by Mace. She did a good job boxing out McBride, but then McBride, good defense, is able to deflect the ball out of bounds here on the near sideline. as my partner Drew Barnett plays ball boy and retrieves the ball for.
I got the play.
Nicely done.
Yeah, am I going to be in the score sheet?
You might.
Yeah.
If they can get it correct.
Yeah.
Sarek checks back in for Morehead State. She'll guard the inbounding Mace. Gets it into Fantroy. Kicks it across to Williams. Finds Mace down on the low block. Kicks it back out to Dennis. And her left side three-pointer is good.
So heating a little bit from the outside. Not the best three-point shooting team on the season.
No.
They've had a couple good ones go down today.
They don't shoot it a lot, but they were true there. And it's back to a one-point ball game, 22-21. Soderlund to the far corner to Barnes. Back out straight away to Sarek. Catch and shoot. Three, bottom of the net.
And a great-looking shot there by Nina right at the top of the key. And again, that ball movement looking a lot better.
Back to a five-point or four-point advantage for Morehead State. Fantroy, one-handed pass to Mace. Around the horn to Alper. Finds Fantroy. Passes out of a double team. Finds tabling open. In and out. Three-pointer. McBride had the rebound, and she's pushed out of bounds, but
they're
no
gonna
call.
They're going to call this out of bounds. They're going to. I don't understand how
my goodness.
Going to say there was no contact there.
So it's going to be a McBride rebound and then a turnover for stepping out of bounds when it should have been a foul for being pushed out.
Right. And it was a good rebound, too.
Yeah.
The TV crew agrees with us.
Yep. Alper working strong inside against Soderlund goes up over her and puts it off the window and through. 25-23, Morehead State the lead in the ball. McBride working the left sideline, underhands it to Barnes. She'll curl back out, takes it into the lane, kicks to Soderlund, catch and shoot three, splash! Yeah. 28-23 MSU.
And they're starting to hit those open looks, Tom.
It's always nice to trade a three for a two. Ohio's Fantroy off the mark with a left side three-pointer. McBride, the far side rebound. Into the offensive end, down into the corner to Soderlund, back out to McBride near the hash. Working to our right, to Sarek. She'll drive the angle.
Nice
finds
shot
the open
by
scene,
Nina.
Count
yeah.
it, and she's fouled.
And again, Kayla, she said before the game, taking advantage of that weak side help. That's exactly what they did right there.
Valentina.
Yeah.
Chance for an old-fashioned three-point play. That foul was against Kate Dennis.
That was beautiful.
That was. Great team, unselfish basketball, and Sarek beautifully done on that drive.
Right. And let's see if she can finish off the three-point play.
Sarek, 2 of 2 at the stripe coming into this game on the season. First free throw of this afternoon for Valentina. The Croatian is good. Yeah. With the three-point play conversion.
So Morehead State scoring on their last five possessions, and again we have a clock issue. The shot clock not starting. I don't know if the play clock started or not.
Not sure. Ohio basketball, and so they'll reset things and inbound near midcourt on the far side. McClure will walk it across the timeline. Bounce pass to Williams. And now it's Lafler with the basketball, working against Sarek. Leaves it for Williams. Kicks it over to Kayla Johnson. Gives it up to Williams.
And this is a travel.
She's cut off and a travel.
Morehead State's defensive intensity has really picked up. They haven't really changed anything. They're just defending with a lot more pressure.
That's the 10th turnover of this first half now against OU. Morehead State in the midst of a 6-0 run over the last 55 seconds or so. 5 of 5 on their last 5 field goal tries. Sarek, one dribble. Picks it up. Hands it off to McBride out between the rings. She'll float high right near the hash. Man-to-man defense. On the switch, Williams picks up McBride. Drives, dishes, Skylar Barnes, a three, too strong, but Sarek, the backside rebound off the hardwood, out to Soderlund, but that shot did not hit the rim and a shot clock violation for the Eagles.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, she just overshot it, missed the rim, so it ended up being a shot clock violation. But, Tom, you said something that was important. They are in straight man, or they were in that possession,
so... switching, but it was man-to-man.
Yeah.
McClure will slowly work up the or down the right sideline out to Lafler. Crossover dribble against Sarek. Spin move at the block. Sarek tips it away, and McBride will come away with the basketball. Quickly the other way are the Eagles. McBride kicks to Soderlund. Wide open right wing three off the neck of the iron. No, but Barnes tracks down the rebound underneath the King. And she's fouled as she tried to go up for that shot. Kennedy Watkins, or no, excuse me, that'll be J.M. McClure whistled for the foul. And that will take us to a media timeout. Frenetic action so far today at Johnson Arena. Morehead State right now on top of Ohio, 31-23. We'll take a break with 4:40 to go here in the second quarter here on the Eagle Sports Network.
Reno Steak, Chicken, and Ribs at 1695 Flemingsburg Road in Morehead has something for everyone. Dine-in, carry-out, and catering available. They have tender steaks, mouth-watering ribs, lunch specials, and an inspired kids menu. On Wing and Wednesday from 4 to closing, there's dollar bone-in wings and 75-cent boneless wings. For dessert, enjoy four styles of yummy Cheesecake Factory desserts and much more. Reno Steak, Chicken, and Ribs in Morehead. Call 606-783-0467.
Today and each day throughout our more than 100 years of serving area farmers, the Hinton Mills team remains thankful to celebrate faith, family, friends, and farming. During this season of Thanksgiving, we don't want to miss the opportunity to say thank you for allowing us to do so. In order for the Hinton Mills team to enjoy time with our families, we'll be closed Thanksgiving Day, but we'll be open this Friday and Saturday to provide you with the quality products and the service that you deserve. Best wishes for a blessed Thanksgiving from the Hinton Mills team. Hinton Mills, serving area farmers since 1918.
Celebrating with you and your family this Thanksgiving season are your friends at Allen's IGA in Morehead. USDA Open Acre spiral sliced half hams are specially priced for only $2.99 a pound. Number one sweet potatoes are just 79 cents a pound. And two large 14-ounce cans of Ocean Spray cranberry sauce are only $4. Buy five Kraft, Heinz, Planters, or Kellogg's products and save $5 all this week at Allen's IGA.
Your mission, should you decide to accept it, is to find the best place to get a quick loan, the best place to buy or sell a firearm, the best place to buy jewelry, the lowest prices on cell phones, laptop computers, televisions, and much more. The best place to buy fishing gear, the place with 10-month layaway that's open 7 days a week for your convenience. Your mission is to visit Bypass Pawn in Morehead, Kentucky. This message will self-destruct.
Entertaining start to today's basketball doubleheader at Morehead State's Johnson Arena. The MSU women leading Ohio University 31-23, 4:40 left in the first half. Tom Lewis along with Drew Barnett here at midcourt. And Drew, so far Morehead State has looked pretty good. They're doing a good job of finding open looks like we've talked about, and right. In this quarter in particular, shooting 50% from the floor.
Yeah, the shooting's really picked up. The shot selection's really improved. They've just played really well this quarter. And we, right as I say this, we nearly turn it over, but draw a foul.
Paris McBride was the one who got fouled, and it looks like it will go against Kennedy Watkins. Yeah. On Watkins, that's personal number three, so she'll head to the bench. Maddie Mace will check back in to replace her. Skylar Barnes will trigger the inbounds for MSU. Baseline near side, nearly taken away by Williams, but she bumps Paris McBride in the process, and Williams will be called for the personal foul on her. That will be number three as well.
Yeah, and I believe this will send Paris to the line for two.
You are correct, sir. That is the fifth foul of the quarter on the Bobcats, so Morehead State in the bonus as Fan Troy will replace Williams. McBride, ball in hand. A couple of dribbles. Puts it in the air. Leaves it short. McBride in her second season with Morehead State, but missed all of last year with injury after transferring from North Carolina Central. Hits the second free throw.
Yeah, Morehead 11 of 16 from the line tonight. And we've
got another shot whistle. Or another clock issue.
Yeah, they started it this time at 20. It is difficult if you're not used to manning the play, the game clock and the shot clock.
Morehead State extends the lead to its largest of the game so far at 9, 32-23. 7-0 run over the last 2 minutes plus now. Mace working against Barnes, doing a good job, or make that Blessing King doing a good job defensively. Gets it to Lafler, to the curling McClure. She'll take it down the left side of the lane. Gets double teamed, kicks back out to Fantroy. She'll drive, her floater way too strong, got her own miss, blocked from behind by King. Floor rebound now to Barnes. 2-on-1 to Soderlund. Scoops it up and in.
And a really nice play there by Soderlund in transition. And really on the assist as well. Yep. And
a nice deflection down low by Barnes on the other end. Nearly another turnover, but Ohio corrals. McClure drives. Has her shot blocked by Paris McBride as she went up. It'll go out of bounds. And the Bobcats will keep it with 18 to shoot.
They'll keep it, but you love the defense on that play.
Eagles have looked really good defensively for the better part of this quarter.
Yeah, I would say, like, since the first media timeout, Morehead State's looked as good as they have all year.
Novick checks back in to run the point for Morehead State, and looks like we've got a whistle and a foul before the inbounds pass. That'll go on Morehead State.
Yeah.
On Sarek. For Sarek, that will be personal foul number one, second of the quarter on the Eagles. McClure steps into a left corner three. It's too strong off the iron, and Sarek goes up for the rebound.
Really nice rebound there by Sarek.
Gives it up to Novick, who comes up the near sideline into the front court. Gets around a defender, takes it into the lane, kicks to Soderlund, and she travels. Thought about the three and then saw the open lane.
A really good drive-in dish, and Soderlund, it worked almost too well. Yeah. She was so open, she didn't know what to do. It confused her.
Yep. Not that a drive would have been a bad idea. She just hesitated, and that indecision cost her. A nice steal from behind on the other end by Barnes. She'll come the other way, 2-on-2. Euro step, scoops it up. It'll crawl across the rim. No. But off of the foot of Lafler, out of bounds, and Morehead State will keep it. Shot clock at 20. 3:15 to play here in the first half. Morehead State working on a 9-0 run, leading 34-23. And inbound to King. Gives it to Novick, around to Sarek. Top of the arc. Puts it on the floor. Now to Novick between the circles. Drives left side, kicks to Soderlund. Catch and shoot three, won't go. Rebound to Ohio.
Good shot, just didn't go down.
Johnson gives it up to McClure. She'll cross midcourt, goes to her feet, and Sarek just goes down and takes it away.
Yeah.
But are they calling Sarek for a foul?
I believe
they're
calling
not.
It's
a foul on McClure out of frustration after losing the basketball.
Right. That'll send Morehead to the line.
Yep.
In soccer, Tom, that would not have been whistled. They would have played the advantage, and Morehead would have had a layup.
Yep. but this is not FIFA. Bailey Tabling checks back in for Ohio, replacing McClure, who just picked up that frustration foul.
Yeah, but it actually prevented a breakaway layup for Morehead. So
Sarek's first free throw good. Sarek saw action in 22 games last season for Morehead State.
Mm-hmm.
Started in five. She was a member of the Croatian under-18 national team.
Yeah, she's been a big asset this year.
Yes, she has. Makes the second free throw, increases the Morehead State lead now to 13. Under 3 minutes to play in the half. Entry pass again deflected and taken away by Morehead State. Novick coming up with the basketball. She comes the other way. Takes it to the low block, kicks across, but called for an offensive foul on that drive.
Yeah, just a little bit out of control. But you like the idea. We had not one but two open shooters out on the perimeter there, the driving dish.
So Novick will head back to the bench.
And
that is her second personal foul. She's replaced now by McBride.
Yeah, and during this run, a big part of it has been Morehead State has just locked them down on defense.
Yep. 11-0 run, 14-2 run as well for Morehead State. Another entry pass attempted and off of the fingertips of Lafler and out of bounds.
And
turnover number 16 already in this half on Ohio.
Right, and Ohio just can't get much of anything.
No.
not
much of a sense of urgency on that bench right now either.
No, I know.
So here come the Eagles. leading by 13, 2.5 to play here in the second quarter. Haley Rhodes back on the floor for Morehead State. Crossovers against Van Troy. Drive, scoop, scores.
And the lead now out to 15 for Morehead.
Throwing over the top, Maddie Mace finally ends the scoring drought at about 4 minutes, 23 seconds.
Yeah, and the first mistake Morehead's made in a while, just not getting back on defense there.
So the lead to 15, 38-23. The Eagles with that lead and the ball. McBride floats it to King, over to Sarek, left, right side three, right on the money.
A great catch and shoot, great ball movement.
Sarek now with 13 points here in the first half.
This really is fun to watch. This group has come together.
41-25, the Eagle lead. Mace, catch and shoot three, way too strong, backside rebound off the floor for McBride. She'll walk it across the timeline herself and then slow things down against Tabling, working man-to-man. Gets the ball to Skylar Barnes. One dribble, now to Sarek between the circles. To McBride on the right wing. She'll drive the angle, kicks far side, catch and shoot three. For Barnes, no good. McBride trying to track down the loose ball, and she does here.
The shot clock did not reset.
Oh. It did not. Sarek in and out with three-point try. King's first miss, no good. Second try, no good. And Haley Rhodes the rebound off the floor for the Eagles. They'll keep it.
It played out fine. We'll cover that once the half's over. But the clock should have reset. It didn't, and it threw Morehead State off.
McBride cut off trying to drive the far baseline. Four to shoot. She's smothered by Lafler. Doesn't know. Tries to get it inside. And the shot clock went to zero, but it was a turnover anyway, and we'll play on. It was Dennis coming away with the basketball.
The clock should be off, and it's not.
Yep.
This could be confusing to Moritz, to Ohio on the offensive end, to not realize that the shot clock is ahead or behind the game clock. Now they've turned it off.
Mace tried to penetrate, got fouled by Blessing King, and so Mace will go to the line.
Right, and the reason I say that, Tom, is as a player, your eyes go to the shot clock, and you think that that's how much time is left, and it's actually less than that. So it's important that they turn that off, which they have.
Mace, 4 points this afternoon. Her first free throw, it's on the money. Did not play last season because of an injury, but she's gotten quality minutes so far this year for the Bobcats. Second free throw, bangs home. Seki Aroli and Novick will come back in for Morehead State. McBride and Blessing King head to the bench.
So
Morehead State getting some long-range bombers on the floor.
Yeah, 15 seconds to play into the half. They'll undoubtedly hold for the last shot here.
Novick gives to Seki Aroli, gives it up to Soderlund on the left hash. Out to Sarek, seven to play. Takes it into the lane, scoops it up, and it rolls. 43-27, the Morehead State lead, and that's how the first half will come to an end. Desperation heave almost went in.
It would have counted if it had.
But it falls harmlessly away, and fantastic first half of basketball for Morehead State's women as they'll go to the locker room leading Ohio 43-27. We'll step out and come back and start our halftime festivities right after this on the Eagle Sports Network.
Can't make it to the store? Play the Kentucky Lottery online, any time of the day or night, anywhere you are in Kentucky. Just download the Kentucky Lottery app or play at kylottery.com. You decide where and when you want to play. Play the Kentucky Lottery online, anywhere, anytime. More games, more chances to win. Hey, anytime is playtime. The Kentucky Lottery, fueling more than $4.4 billion in scholarships and grants. And please play responsibly. Remember, it's just a game.
Is your current financial advisor really listening to you, or just waiting for their turn to talk? Wes A. Holland, your Cave Run area Edward Jones financial advisor, is here, ready to listen. He wants to know what's important to you. Wes wants to learn about your goals, so that by working together, he can put you on the financial path that's right for you. Call Wes A. Holland at 606-780-0248 or visit edwardjones.com to get started today. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Today we have two very special guests on our program, introducing Len and Lime.
Hello.
For new Starry Lemon Lime Soda.
Thanks for having us.
What is Starry Lemon Lime Soda?
It's a crisp, clear burst of lemon lime flavor, and it's caffeine-free.
Between us, one of you must be a little more important to Starry than the other. Who is it?
We're both important.
So it could just as easily be Starry Lime Lemon Soda.
No, that doesn't sound right.
Oh, I like it.
So you saying hip-hop could be hop-hip?
Works for me.
New Starry Lemon Lime Soda. Starry hits different.
Great seats at a great price. Get them safer, simpler, and smarter with Ticket Smarter. A proud partner of the biggest names in live sports and events, including ESPN Events and iHeartRadio, TicketSmarter has seats for over 125,000 live events and 48 million tickets for sale, all backed with the TicketSmarter 100% ticket guarantee. Thinking about your next great live event? Think smarter. Think TicketSmarter. Get your tickets your way guaranteed at TicketSmarter.com.
Thanksgiving week getting off to a great start for the Morehead State women as they lead Ohio University 43-27 at halftime here at Johnson Arena. The women opening the action today. The men will be taking on Midway in the second half of our doubleheader. Tom Lewis along with Drew Barnett bringing you the women's game. And Drew, this has been fun to watch.
Oh, it's been great. Yeah, and they've been fun really the entire year. The style of play, the way they move the ball, the way they defend. I mean, it, especially after the struggle of the last 2 years, the progress is evident. Hopefully we can finish them off and get the win so the record starts to reflect that. But we said it the first game of the year. This is a fun team to watch.
Yeah, and they've certainly shown it today. And against an Ohio team that at least through its first two games of the season had been the team that came out and jumped on their opponent.
Right.
But today, Morehead State's turning the tables.
Yeah, and, you know, they're one and one on the year. Their one win was at Dayton.
Yeah.
That's not an easy place to go and win. Yeah. So you got to love what you're seeing here.
Morehead State led in the first half in scoring by Valentina Sarek, who has just come to life today. 15 points at halftime. She's 5 of 6 from the floor, 2 of 3 from three-point range, and she's also picked up 4 key rebounds for MSU, including 2 on the offensive end. She's really getting it done.
And right.
The Eagle defense overall absolutely shutting down the Bobcats, forcing 16 Bobcat turnovers.
Right. As well as they've moved the ball and gotten good shots on offense, and as fun as that's been, you don't want to overlook what they've done on the defensive end either.
And to think Morehead State missed 6 of its last 7 shots.
Yeah,
how much more lopsided
could
this be if they hadn't gone cold there toward the end of the,
first
half? But as it is, it's still a comfortable 43-27 lead, Morehead State over Ohio University. We'll step out, come back with our halftime feature from Morehead State, and then more as we look at the numbers from our first half as we continue here on the Eagle Sports Network.
When you're hungry before or after the game, make your way to Wendy's on Main Street in Morehead. Wendy's has the best old-fashioned hamburgers, fixed just the way you like them, and served hot and fresh. Or try one of their delicious chicken items, like the homestyle chicken sandwiches. If you get a craving for a Frosty, chili, or the freshest salad, Wendy's is the place. Open every night till 1 a.m. to serve you. That's Wendy's, Main Street, Morehead.
When a catastrophe strikes with your car or truck windshield, you'll want to do the right thing by calling Right Way Auto Glass in Morehead. They're local, and you'll be talking with a real person. Right Way Auto Glass is a preferred provider for all insurance companies. Right Way can provide same or next day service, and all work comes with a lifetime workmanship warranty. And the best news, the replacement glass and installation is free with your full or comprehensive insurance. Can't come to the Morehead shop? No problem. They'll come to you. Right Way Auto Glass of Morehead, serving Eastern Kentucky. Have your glass installed the right way.
Whitaker Bank is dedicated to providing exceptional banking experiences to our fellow Kentuckians. This is Lisa Kidd, Morehead Area Operations Officer. I'm proud to call Morehead home and love meeting my fellow Kentuckians. Community is at the heart of what we do, and I look forward to helping you along your financial journey. So stop in and let us put our experience and customer service to work for you. Whitaker Bank is uniquely Kentucky. Member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Gateway Cycles at Mount Sterling has CF Moto side-by-sides built to fit any job, shed, or budget. The new U-Force lineup of hard-working machines feature the perfect model for your needs. Like the U-Force 600 series, perfect for any farm, cabin, or ranch. With a 580cc engine and powerful winch, you can't go wrong with this workhorse. How about the U-Force 1000 featuring a three-person bench? Take your family and friends on this one. No matter what U-Force machine you choose, you've got a work partner that can handle their own. Stop by Gateway Cycles in Mount Sterling. GatewayCycles.com.
This is Morehead State Today. I'm Samantha Morrill. This edition of Morehead State Today was recorded in the offices of our guest, MSU President Jay Morgan.
Thank you so much for joining me today.
You're welcome. Glad to be with you.
So at the most recent Board of Regents meeting, of course, they covered lots of topics, mm-hmm. but the two that we're here to talk about today are some new facilities on campus, and one of those is a residence hall. I believe they heard the results of a feasibility study. Can you mm-hmm. kind of summarize that for us?
Sure, I'd be glad to. As you know, our campus is doing a lot of renovation, primarily a lot of painting and carpet replacement and broken windows and doors and all kinds of things. But we're also, as you know, building two new buildings, one of which our Board of Regents just approved at our homecoming meeting. And it's going to be a new residence hall. Right now, we're looking at a residence hall that will be somewhere in the neighborhood of holding about 300 to 320 students. So we're excited about it.
We're also looking at a science and engineering ability. Can you talk about the need for that and where we are at that process?
Yes. About a year to year and a half ago, the Commonwealth of Kentucky, not Morehead State University, appropriated $98 million to build a new science and engineering building here on our campus. Lappin Hall, which we house most of our science in right now, was built in the 30s, I believe 1937, 36, 37, 38. Mm. So it's approaching 85 to 90 years old as well, and just not a good place to be teaching science. Mm. We're going to be building a 120,000 square foot, four-story, pretty massive new science and engineering building, and it will actually be on the downhill slope, or actually in the parking lots below Hal McDowell Building. Right now, we're in the architectural planning process. It's coming along very good. I would think you would see some activity over there this coming summer, summer of 2024, and a whole lot of noise probably in the fall of 24. And it's probably going to take about 2.5 years from that point to construct the building and get in it. And it will replace Lappin and Lloyd Cassidy.
Lots of updates on campus. Thank you so much for explaining them to us today.
You're very welcome. Good to be with you.
This has been Morehead State Today with our guest, MSU President Jay Morgan. I'm Samantha Morrill. Morehead State Today is a production of Morehead State University, produced in the studios of WMKY, Morehead State Public Radio.
Looking for convenience that fits your busy lifestyle? Look no further than Clark's Pump and Shop. At Clark's Pump and Shop, we have everything you need right when you need it. Want a good cup of coffee to kickstart your day? We've got it. Snacks and treats for an afternoon pick-me-up? We've got that too. And don't forget, we're your one-stop shop for top-quality fuel. Clark's Pump and Shop, Morehead, Winchester, Flemingsburg, West Liberty, and Vanceburg. Return, refresh, refuel. Clark's Pump and Shop.
Hardee's newest handcrafted recipe, candied bacon, coated with caramelized brown sugar and a hint of pepper. Try it on a made-from-scratch breakfast biscuit with egg and cheese, or with charbroiled Angus beef on a signature Frisco burger, or as its own salty sweet snack pack. Any time of day, candied bacon brings savory sweetness to all your favorite things. At Hardee's, goodness in the making. For a limited time at participating restaurants, exclusions may apply by time of day.
Attention veterans, we would like to take the time to say a big thank you for your service. If you're a Medicare beneficiary, contact us at the Porter Group Insurance at 606-780-1387 to discover the benefits of a veteran's Medicare health insurance plan. We are your local Medicare Resource Center. Again, that's 606-780-1387 for more information.
Hothead Salon in Pinecrest Plaza, Moorhead is the official hair salon of Moorhead State Athletics. Men, women, and children, Hotheads makes everyone look their best, and walk-ins are always welcome. Hotheads is an integrity scruple salon and carries only the best hair care products. Call 784-4688 for an appointment. That's 784-HOTT. Or drop in and see Beverly and her staff. The doors open at 10 a.m. Monday through Saturday for your convenience. Hothead Salon in Moorhead. Like them on Facebook.
Well, today's Thanksgiving Eve basketball doubleheader at Moorhead State. Off to a good start. If you're an Eagle fan, the Moorhead State women leading Ohio 43-27 at halftime here at Johnson Arena. Let's take a look at some of your halftime numbers. Ohio was 9 of 24 from the field in the first half, 37.5%, 2 of 14 from three-point range, and 7 of 10 from the free throw stripe. MSU 13 of 33 from the field, 39.4%, hit 4 of 16 three-pointers. All four of those, I believe by, no, excuse me, I misspoke there. Actually, 2 for Sarek and 2 for Soderlund. And then 13 of 19 from the free throw line, good for 68.4%. The Bobcats turned the ball over 16 times in the first half. Moorhead State with 11 miscues. Bobcats were led in scoring in the first half by Maddie Mace, who had 6. A trio of Bobcats with 4 points, Van Troy, Watkins, and McClure. 3 points for Dennis. 2 points apiece for Williams, Alper, and Lafler. For Moorhead State, Valentina Sarek on fire in the first half. 15 points on 5 of 6 shooting to go along with 4 rebounds. 6 points for Katie Novick in limited playing time. Matilda Soderlund off the bench for 9 points. 5 points apiece for Haley Rhodes and Blessing King. 2 points for Melissa Secchiaroli and 1 point for Paris McBride. Blessing King had 25 rebounds in her last 2 games combined. She's already got 6 today, including 5 on the offensive glass. We'll take one more break and come back and get set for our second half of action here at Johnson Arena. Again, your halftime score, Moorhead State leading Ohio 43-27 here on the Eagle Sports Network.
Line X of Moorhead is your source for Line X protective coatings and now your source for Value Guard undercoating. Value Guard is a military-grade material that offers superior protection for any vehicle. First, they clean and condition the surface, fog all body cavities, then apply Value Guard undercoating to your vehicle. Platinum Series Line-X bed coatings are also available. Line-X of Moorhead, just off I-64, exit 133. Online at lineXofMoorhead.com.
Hear that? Is that America cheering? Or a sausage patty sizzling to perfection? It's time to cheer for Egg McMuffin and fresh cracked eggs at McDonald's. It's time to wake up to the aroma of freshly baked biscuits and treat yourself to a real honest-to-goodness morning meal. Breakfast, it's on at McDonald's. Choose any breakfast sandwich, buy one, get one free. Available only on the app.
Price and participation may vary. McD app download and registration required. Single item at regular price.
Available at your Scott Family McDonald's in Moorhead and Owingsville.
You're in tune to Ivy, 96.3 FM, WIVY Moorhead, the flagship station of Moorhead State University Athletics.
43-27, Moorhead State leading Ohio as the final seconds of halftime tick down. Tom Lewis joined again now by my partner for the day, Drew Barnett. Drew, your thoughts so far?
The last 15 minutes of the half were great. I mean, it was fun to watch. My only thought is you kind of hated to see halftime get here because it's this pause, this reset. And I think the challenge now isn't really to sort of, it isn't really to change anything, but just to stay mentally focused and mentally locked in for the next 20 minutes, like, and just finish it off.
Yeah.
Sometimes when you get a lead, especially when you come out of a half, you sort of go on cruise control and it's hard to stay geared in.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
So far, Eagles outplaying the Bobcats in pretty much every category. Points, rebounds, the Eagles with the advantage, plus 8 there. Turnovers, they forced 16. The Eagles have turned it over 11 times themselves, which
right.
A little bit sloppy at times. But overall, you're right, Moorhead State, especially after that first media timeout, has had total control in this game.
Right.
Looks like the Eagles will go back to their original starting lineup.
Yeah.
As they come out with Novick, Sekiroli, the Rhodes twins, and Charles for
There's
Ohio. It looks like it's the same thing with McClure, Williams, Watkins, Dennis. Morris State's Sekiroli opens things up, and the Eagles continue to roll as Sekiroli cans a three-pointer from the right side.
Yeah, and just first offensive possession, ball movement, open three, nailed it. And let's see if they can keep the defensive intensity up here as
Bobcats try to answer with a three-pointer of their own, but McClure leaves it short. Rebound to Charles. The other way for Morehead State in the offensive end to our left.
Yeah, nice job screening open the three, but couldn't knock it down.
Novick with the basketball. Overhead pass to Haley Rhodes. And, thought about driving, but
another
stutter step and called for a travel.
And another one of those unforced turnovers. Yep. It's just, again, sometimes when you're open, you don't know if you want to drive, pass, or shoot.
Yep. McClure will work it across the timeline against Veronica Charles. Floats to the right, now back to the left. Around the arc, tries to drive off the angle, gets cut off, kicks it out to Watkins. Tries a three-pointer, way too short off the front of the iron. Floor rebound taken by Haley Rhodes. She'll hand it off to Charles to come the other way methodically. Splits the center circle. Out to Novick, high right. Comes high left to Sekiroli. Bounce pass into the key to Jaden Rhodes. Back to Sekiroli. She'll try another three. It's way off the mark.
Yeah.
Pinball rebound will come off to Williams.
A little bit of a heat check there after hitting the first one. She was open.
Williams, a contested layup. Won't go. Charles, another rebound for MSU. Ahead up the right sideline to Sekiroli. Finds Jaden Rhodes in the lane. She'll take it strong, but way off the mark with the layup.
Should have finished her.
Yep, she should have. Alper the other way for the Bobcats in transition. Gives it off to Williams, and a blocking foul will come against Morehead State here. I think that's Novick. Nope, Jaden Rhodes.
Yeah.
That will be her first. Haley Rhodes will go to the bench, replaced by Skylar Barnes. And Williams will go to the line for two shots for the Bobcats. Five-9 freshman out of Indy. Misses the first. Too strong. So the Eagle lead stays at 19, 46-27. 8:18 to play in the third quarter. Second free throw. Rolls around and will not fall. Sekiroli goes high for the rebound. To Novick. Here come the Eagles in a hurry. Novick gives it up to Barnes. Back out to Jaden Rhodes. To Sekiroli around the horn. To Charles near the right hash. She'll drive. Pulls up high. Block. Kicks it back out to Jaden Rhodes. Three-pointer. Beautifully done. She was set, square,
right,
and drained it. And it's a 22-point Morehead State advantage.
And
an offensive foul on the other end on Kennedy Watkins.
I was going to say, we should get a charge there. And more good defense from Morehead State.
Was that Skylar Barnes again?
Yes.
She has been a defensive force down low. She's a guard, but great low post presence today defensively.
Yeah.
So the Eagles come into the offensive end leading 49-27.
And Ohio U again changing defenses, or trying to, in man-to-man.
Charles comes around a screen, gives it up to Sekiroli, high left. She'll hand it off to Barnes.
And
skip pass to Novick out near the hash. She'll take it into the lane. Floater off the mark. Gets her own miss. Out to Charles.
Did not hit the rim.
Sekiroli gets off a three. It misses.
The shot clock should have expired. It reset. Ohio U's going to get the ball anyway, but it sort of reset without the ball being released.
Back onto the floor for the Bobcats, Maddie Mace and Valentina Sarek will check back in for MSU coming off of that fine 15-point first half.
Yeah, the referees, I think, have done a good job. You got to wonder, they're going to start losing patience with all the clock issues.
Yeah. McClure with the basketball. Dribbles out of a double team, now gets around Charles, kicks it into the near corner to Alper, gets around Sekiroli. Puts it up off the glass, no good, but Melissa Sekiroli will pick up the personal foul for Morehead State.
Yeah.
For Mel, that will be personal foul number 3 and the second of the quarter on Morehead State. Alper at the line. Injisu Alper out of Istanbul, Turkey, which was Constantinople, which was Byzantium.
Yeah.
Misses the first. That's your history lesson for the day.
I don't know if you're a history scholar or they might be Giants fan.
I'll let you guess.
Yeah.
Misses the second. Rebound to Morehead State. Saric. Air ball on the three-point attempt from the left wing and the long rebound on the backside taken away by Williams. Ahead to Alper. Catch and shoot three-pointer. Left wing rolls and goes.
Yeah.
49-30 now the Morehead State lead as Katie Novick brings it through the center circle for the Eagles. Right side to Sekiroli, gives it right back to Novick. Holds over her head, guarded closely by Alper. Passes over the outstretched hands of Williams to Blessing King, right back to Novick. She'll drive the lane, scoops it up, count it, and she's fouled. The freshman point guard, again, showing good decision-making skills and a nice finish.
Yeah, real good. So now now that Ohio using that straight man, Morehead has started to spread around and drive the basket, and it's working. So that's encouraging to see a couple different defenses and be able to be effective against all of them.
That foul was on Monica Williams, and that is her fourth, as Novick tries to complete the old-fashioned three-point play and does. 52-30, the Eagles equal their largest lead as we tick near the six-minute mark of quarter number three. Mace picks it cross-court to Laffler, gives it up to Alper. She'll drive left baseline, cross-court pass to Williams, who is on the money with a three-pointer.
So back-to-back three-pointers for Ohio U on the last two offensive possessions, but still trailing by 19.
Yep. 52-33 as Novick hands it off to the curling Barnes. Takes it into the lane, scoops it up, no good, but she'll draw contact, and I think Alper will be whistled for the personal foul against OU.
And I believe this will be a shooting foul. It's just the third team foul, but it was in the process of shooting.
Yeah, Barnes is standing at the free throw line.
Yeah.
Showing a little gingerness on her. I think it's her right leg or ankle.
Group. Right. Yeah, it looks that way. She is going to stay out there.
Well, she has to shoot the free throws.
Right. So,
looks like Haley Rhodes has gone to the scorer's table to replace. Well, nope, Haley coming on.
Yeah.
Saric will take a seat.
Saric. You would imagine they would try and get her out of there if she's able to hit the second of these two attempts.
Yeah, I thought Rhodes was going to take her place if she makes this, at least the second free throw. First one up and good.
Good.
Perfectly done by Rhodes.
No one to the table yet, so I guess.
Excuse me, by Barnes.
Yeah. I guess Barnes is going to stay in the game.
Second one also right on the money.
And she appears to be okay.
Yep.
Yeah.
Here comes OU in a bit of a hurry. Williams picked up by Barnes. Tries to get around her. And Barnes stayed right with her.
Out of control.
And a turnover as Williams stepped on the baseline.
Yeah. Not really any defensive intensity. Just sort of drove the lane and lost control there.
That will be turnover number 18 on the Bobcats. They haven't played three quarters yet.
If I saw a car do that, I'd say the driver was on their phone.
Barnes trying to get the handle left side, scoops it to Novick, cut off on the baseline and double-teamed, and has it taken away from her by Fantroy. Lele Fantroy will come the other way up the right side, kicks it out to McClure. Puts it on the floor, drifts to her right, outside the arc. Gives it to the curling fan, Troy. Mace now holds over her head, tried to get it to the cutting tabling, off her hands to Barnes, quickly ahead to Blessing King, scoops it up and in.
And
more fast break points for MSU.
Morehead State has played so well.
56-23, missed shot on the other end by McClure, could not hit the layup, and here come the Eagles again in transition. Haley Rhodes off the mark with her layup, but right there to clean it up. Another rebound and two more points for Blessing King.
Ohio U has not called timeout this entire game.
McClure again penetrates. This time is able to connect on a layup.
Right.
58-35, Morehead State. 4.5 minutes to play in the third.
Yeah. I've heard of letting your team play through it, but gee whiz.
Sekiroli passes across to Barnes. Out to Haley Rhodes, high right. Couple of bounces, now to Novick on the left wing. Directing traffic, puts the ball on the floor. Stops at the right elbow, finds the cutting King, who lays it up and in. Nice look by Novick, great finish by King. McClure quickly the other way, trying to take matters into her own hands right now. And she'll pick up a foul. Believe that's on Seki Aroli. And that will take us to immediate timeout. 4:17 to play here in the third quarter. And Morehead State up comfortably on Ohio, 60-35 here on the Eagle Sports Network.
When it comes to building, Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware Morehead is the place to start. We can help in every phase of your project from the ground up. Big Four has the lumber, trusses, and the metal or shingles you'll need too. In other words, bring those plans to us and we'll make that plan happen. From the kitchen cabinets to windows and doors, it's Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware in Morehead, helping Rowan and surrounding counties to build their dreams for over 45 years. Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware on Flemingsburg Road at I-64 in Morehead. Ace is the helpful place.
We don't have a yellow brick road to follow, but we're still easy to find here off the beaten path in Morehead and Rowan County, Kentucky. Go to visitmorehead.com and plan your getaway to this land of towering rock formations, of a giant lake with 40-pound fish and great sailing, of more than 100 miles of happy trails, of art galleries and museums, and of friendly folks who serve great food and drink and always make you feel welcome.
Same quality care, two convenient locations. St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care is seeing patients at both locations in Morehead, 431 Hampton Way and 1028 East Main Street. Get care for sudden illnesses, sprains, and strains at both locations Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., Saturday from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., and Sunday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Don't forget, walk-ins are always welcome at St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care. Get more information at st-clair.org/urgentcare.
Reno Steak, Chicken, and Ribs at 1695 Flemingsburg Road in Morehead has something for everyone. Dine in, carry out, and catering available. They have tender steaks, mouth-watering ribs, lunch specials, and an inspired kids' menu. On Wing and Wednesday from 4 to closing, there's dollar bone-in wings and 75-cent boneless wings. For dessert, enjoy four styles of yummy Cheesecake Factory desserts and much more. Reno Steak, Chicken, and Ribs in Morehead. Call 606-783-0467.
Morehead State has hit four of its last five field goal tries and has extended its lead over the Ohio Bobcats to 60-35 with 4:07 to play in the third quarter here at Johnson Arena. Tom Lewis along with Drew Barnett. Drew, it's been fun to watch.
Oh, it's been great. It's hard to not be pleased with this. It's been a long time since women's basketball has felt this way. And this isn't a lower division NAIA type team. This is a D1 team that has, you know, won a road game at Dayton before coming in here. So the improvement from last year is unbelievable.
Fantroy gets the inbounds to Mace. Cut off along the right side of the lane. Kicks it out to Tabling. She'll drive and kick. Lafleur will try a three-pointer on the far side. And
I believe this is the rare situation where the shot will count, but it is an offensive foul.
Yeah, the shot was good. The foul was under the basket as Melissa Seki Aroli is checking to make sure she has all her teeth.
Yeah,
and she comes back up off the floor.
I believe the referees are huddled up.
I'm sure they'll review. If that was contact to the face, that's almost an automatic check for an unsportsmanlike or disqualifying foul.
Right, so the foul was away from the ball. They have not counted the shot yet. It looked to me like the contact happened while the ball was in the air.
I agree.
As they were trying to, actually while they were trying to get position to possibly rebound it.
I agree.
So I believe the ruling here, now they've given the points, was that the shot will count. And the question is it a common foul or a flagrant one?
Yep.
Away from the ball, and I don't know, the TV crew next to us is too good to share their monitors with us, so we don't really get
that's
a look
okay.
at it. Here.
We don't need them.
Yeah, we don't need them anyway.
Kyle Adams and Kamaria Douglas, two of the officials, looking at the video monitor across the scorer's table.
Right.
A reminder that the Morehead State men will also be in action here this afternoon at Johnson Arena, taking on Midway. Scheduled tip time is 3 o'clock, but that's all contingent on how late the women's game
It will not start. When I saw that they were scheduled to start at 3, I almost laughed.
A couple of years ago, when there were doubleheaders, they were scheduling them 2.5 hours apart rather than 2, and that seemed to work pretty well, but we're back to the 2-hour difference.
Right, and the rule is for the men's game, correct me if I'm wrong, is that it's a required 25-minute warm-up period.
You are correct, sir.
So you have to get that in before we can officially tip off.
Right, plus you have your starting lineup introductions.
Right,
so
yeah.
It's about half hour between games, typically.
Mm-hmm.
A reminder also, the Morehead State women will be back in action. Their Thanksgiving weekend will be relatively short as far as their celebration is. They'll be traveling to Clinton, South Carolina to play Presbyterian on Saturday at 2 o'clock. That game will tip off from Clinton at 2, and pregame will be here on the ESN at about 1:45 on Saturday afternoon. And then the men will be back in action against a Division I opponent as they travel to former OVC rival Austin Peay next Wednesday to play the Governors at 8 o'clock. Drew Barnett getting the explanation from one of the officials on how this is all sorted out. He'll have the answer for us as soon as he gets his headset back.
They are upgrading it to a flagrant one. It will be 2 shots and an intentional foul, excuse me.
All right, so not a flagrant, but an intentional.
Yeah.
Okay.
So it'll be 2 shots for Morehead State and then a ball on the side out at midcourt.
Okay. So your score after we sort all of that out, 60-38, Morehead State leading Ohio. Melissa Secchiaroli was the player who was fouled, so we assume she'll be the one to take the free throws here for MSU. And she is. She'll step line left all by herself for these free throws.
It's a different look when you're up there
it
by
is.
Yourself.
It is.
Every player has told me that it's a little bit harder.
Mel misses the first free throw.
Yeah.
Melissa came in this year only 4 of 7 from the stripe. Always seems unusual when a good outside shooter doesn't shoot the free throw well. She does make the second.
Mm-hmm.
And as you said, the Eagles will get the ball here at side court, right at midcourt. Blessing King will inbound right in front of us. She'll throw it in the backcourt to Katie Novick, who dribbles across the timeline. Gives it to Secchiaroli, right back to Novick. Now over to the right hash to Charles. Back out to Novick straight away. Around to Secchiaroli. Bounce pass to King inside the key. Holds over her head. Now dribbles once. Finds the cutting Secchiaroli to Charles near corner. She'll drive. Kicks to Secchiaroli, right side three, bottom of the net. Beautiful ball movement.
So how about that sequence by Secchiaroli, drawing the foul, hitting the free throw, and then hitting the three.
On the other end, McClure tries a turnaround jumper. It's no good. Fantroy's follow, no good. Charles, the rebound. She'll come the other way. Morehead State has numbers. Gets it to King, lays it up, missed the shot, but she got fouled.
Yeah.
Boy, Ohio just very slow getting back. You can tell right now.
They are. And
they feel defeated right now.
Yeah. And it again, you've kind of sensed it since halftime and really since the last media timeout that they're out of gas.
Yes. King's first free throw dances and will not fall. Trying to add to her 11 points on the day. She also has 7 rebounds. She's been a force on the offensive glass, especially. Second free throw. High arcing. Will not fall. Rebound battle won by Fantroy. Throws over the defense. Finds a wide open teammate. That's Lafler. Uncontested layup is good. Excuse me. Emma Barnett into the game now for Ohio.
So Ohio's starting to go into their bench a little bit.
64-40. Morehead State the lead in the ball as Novick holds left wing. Now we'll dribble back out top. Secchiaroli fakes the three, drives the angle, fakes the shot at the block. She'll scoop it up. No.
And called for travel.
So another Morehead State turnover there, 14th. OU with 21 miscues on the day. Matilda Soderlund will check back in for MSU. Junior out of Stockholm, Sweden. Here comes McClure across midcourt, right side for OU. Working against Charles. Tries to drive baseline, gets it into the tall trees, puts it up, no good, but she's fouled. A little slow in coming over from help side defensively there for Morehead State, and McClure will get free throws as a result.
Yeah.
Jaya McClure. Bobcats have played two games. This is just McClure's second as she missed the first game with an injury. Hits the first of two free throws here. She had 18 points in her season debut 6 days ago.
And
second free throw up. And it's good, and McClure now with 8 points.
Yeah, she's such a key player for him that you know not having her in that opener was a factor.
Soderlund hands it off to Novick as Morehead State tries to add to a 22-point lead. King now to Charles. Curls back out top, gets to Novick left side. She drives, kicks out to Charles straight away, wide open three, rims out. Haley Rhodes the putback, it won't go. And the Bobcats with the rebound. And Troy gives it up to McClure at midcourt. Working against Novick, crossover dribble. Novick went to the floor, but Charles gets the steal.
Yeah.
Other way. Haley Rhodes thought about the right side shot. Instead, a floater from about 10 in the lane is good.
Yeah, Tom, that was a crossover dribble that crossed up the defender and the dribbler.
Yes. Novick tries to come up with a steal and does as Charles gets the ball. Morehead State the other way. Novick wide open, lays it up and in.
And Ohio just not even attempting to get back in transition there. 68-42, Morehead State.
Eagles totally in control. Barnett gives it up to Lafler. She'll drive the angle against King, gets cut off, and has to kick out to McClure, high left, working in against Charles. Mm-hmm. Novick jumps the passing lane, comes away with another steal. The other way, lays it up and in. 70-42 Eagles.
Yeah. Morehead State in the passing lane is just really aggressive.
Eagles have scored 6 unanswered points in the last 41 seconds. Lafler takes the pass at the low block right side, tries an up and under against Soderlund, rolls and goes.
Yeah.
Under a minute to go now in the third quarter. The Eagles up 70-44. Charles across the timeline, gives it to Novick, high left. Dribbles to the top of the key, out to Rhodes on the left side, outside the arc, back to Novick. Holds the ball, now puts it on the floor, stops at the elbow, kicks to Soderlund, right side three. Leaves it short, but the backside rebound to Rhodes. Haley Rhodes.
Yeah.
Up to B. Charles.
Just a 4-second difference between the game clock and shot clock.
Yep.
For the quarter.
10 to shoot. Novick to Charles. Fake the three. She'll drive. Penetrates. Lays it up and in.
Yeah.
That's Veronica Charles basketball right there.
And a nice move by B. Charles.
Here's Fantroy. Gets around Novick on the baseline. Scoops it up. It won't go. And that's how the third quarter comes to an end. 72-44. Morehead State leads Ohio as we get ready to go to the fourth quarter. Morehead State totally in charge here at Johnson Arena.
Yeah.
We'll take a break and come back with our final 10 minutes after this on the Eagle Sports Network.
In this world of constant updates, downloads, apps, and smartphones, it's a relief to find simple, easy, basic solutions. My name is Mitch Terrell with First Federal Savings and Loan, and we've been keeping things simple since 1963. With one-on-one interaction, we streamline your lending and savings needs. Come see us at 211 West Main Street in downtown Morehead, or call us at 784-4187 and be a part of our local experience. First Federal Savings and Loan, simple, easy, basic solutions. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
When a catastrophe strikes with your car or truck windshield, you'll want to do the right thing by calling Right Way Auto Glass in Morehead. They're local, and you'll be talking with a real person. Right Way Auto Glass is a preferred provider for all insurance companies. Right Way can provide same or next day service, and all work comes with a lifetime workmanship warranty. And the best news, the replacement glass and installation is free with your full or comprehensive insurance. Can't come to the Morehead shop? No problem. They'll come to you. Right Way Auto Glass of Morehead, serving Eastern Kentucky. Have your glass installed the right way.
you're invited to Hinton Mills' annual Old Time Christmas event this Saturday from 8 to noon at our Flemingsburg location. Santa and Mrs. Claus will be on site to visit with children. Kids can color Hinton Mills themed coloring sheets, enjoy milk and cookies, make their own ornaments, and get a free bag of Hinton Mills reindeer feed, all while supplies last. There'll be live Christmas music and many local crafts and limited edition Hinton Mills gift items available. That's this Saturday at our Flemingsburg location. Check Facebook for more details. Hinton Mills, serving farmers and their kids since 1918.
Hear that? Is that America cheering? Or a sausage patty sizzling to perfection?
It's time to cheer for Egg McMuffin and fresh cracked eggs at McDonald's. It's time to wake up to the aroma of freshly baked biscuits and treat yourself to a real honest-to-goodness morning meal. Breakfast, it's on at McDonald's. Choose any breakfast sandwich, buy one, get one free. Available only on the app.
Price and participation may vary. McD app download and registration required. Single item at regular price.
Available at your Scott Family McDonald's in Moorhead and Owingsville.
Back at Johnson Arena, getting set for the fourth quarter of the women's half of today's women's men's basketball doubleheader. And so far, it's been all Moorhead State. The Eagles leading the visiting Ohio Bobcats 72-44 through the first 30 minutes, Drew.
Yeah, and it's hard to not like what you've seen. We talked about keeping the intensity up coming out of the half. You'd kind of like to see them finish the game. I will say, Tom, if we blow this, I'm going to be very upset.
Bobcats have the basketball to start the quarter. Kick into the far corner. That's Alper for a three-pointer. It's too strong, but the offensive rebound hauled in by, I believe it's Kennedy Watkins, and a whistle and a foul. And that will go against Moorhead State's Paris McBride. For Paris, who has seen limited action today, that's her first personal, first of the quarter on the Eagles. But it does result in free throws for Alper.
Just another little bit of an oddity about this game, to be this deep into it with neither team using a timeout. Now, yeah. I don't know if that means we're going to have two floating timeouts this quarter. Or it's just one of those broadcasting things that you rarely come across.
Alper misses the first free throw. Before coming to Ohio, she played at Maine, Colorado State, and Northwestern State.
Yeah.
Misses the second. McBride the rebound. Quickly ahead to Charles, but leads are a little too far, and it sails out of bounds. Right. Alper actually went to the NCAA tournament with Maine back in 2019, but she's been everywhere.
Yeah.
Katie Novick will check back in for Moorhead State. McBride will head back to the bench. And the Eagles extend the defensive pressure to about three-quarter court, but it's token pressure as they'll back off into the half court. Across the timeline, it's Williams. Gives it to Alper out high. Bounce pass to Watkins. She'll drive the right side of the lane against Novick. Puts it up over Novick and lays it in. 72-46, the Eagle lead. Should the Eagles start sweating yet? Skylar Barnes to Soderlund on the left wing, over to Charles, to Novick, right back to Charles. One-handed pass to Barnes. She'll drive into the lane, spins, and called for a travel. Wanted to find Charles in the far corner, but wasn't able to control herself enough. Sarek will check back in, and Barnes will head to the bench.
Yeah, so when Kayla looks at this game, that might be one of the areas she focuses on for a brief, but a few too many turnovers. But other than that, it's just been a great effort.
Monica Williams works it across the timeline, gives high right to Alper, holds it over her head, passes out high to Dennis. Dennis, one of two players on the OU roster who started every game last year. And a whistle and a foul away from the ball.
They're going to call Nina for fighting through the screen, although that was a pillow fight at best. There was not much contact there.
So the Bobcats will inbound in front of their own bench. Comes into Alper. Floats it. Low block extended to Watkins. Goes to work, but can't get the layup to fall. Blessing King, another MSU rebound. Gives it to Novick. She'll come into the front court. Keeps on trucking. Throws it up. No good. Wanted to draw the foul, but out of control. Missed the layup. Here come the Bobcats. Watkins steps around King beautifully with a Euro step. And she'll lay it home. And Moorhead State's Kayla Petrie wants a timeout.
and not happy with her team.
And so we will take a break ourselves with 8:19 to play. It's Morehead State 72, Ohio 48 here on the Eagle Sports Network.
Celebrating with you and your family this Thanksgiving season are your friends at Allen's IGA in Morehead. USDA bone-in turkey breast, specially priced for only $2.49 a pound. The 5-pound bag of Idaho russet potatoes, just $1.88. And save big with Marie Callender pies, low price of only $5.99. Buy five Kraft Heinz Planters or Kellogg products and save $5 all this week at Allen's IGA.
If you go off-road, go to Major Brands. Get a $100 reward card after online submission when you purchase four new select BF Goodrich Terrain tires. That's a $70 rebate plus a $30 bonus rebate. Any other purchase of four new BF Goodrich tires from Major Brands gets you $50. Offer valid through November 27th. Get more details at bfgoodrichtires.com or stop in either Major Brands location. Tom's Drive, Morehead, and Wilmot Drive, Mount Sterling.
Surprise the one you love with a gift of jewelry from Bypass Pawn in Morehead. Bypass Pawn has a large selection of jewelry without the big price tag. Stop by and take a look today. If jewelry's not what you need, then pick from the region's largest selection of guns, knives, flat-screen TVs, game systems, and games. Whatever you're looking for, odds are that Bypass Pawn has it. Bypass Pawn, 897 Flemingsburg Road, Morehead, voted the region's number one pawn shop.
When you're hungry before or after the game, make your way to Wendy's on Main Street in Morehead. Wendy's has the best old-fashioned hamburgers, fixed just the way you like them, and served hot and fresh. Or try one of their delicious chicken items, like the homestyle chicken sandwiches. If you get a craving for a frosty, chili, or the freshest salad, Wendy's is the place. Open every night till 1 a.m. to serve you. That's Wendy's, Main Street, Morehead.
Back at Johnson Arena, 8:19 to play. Morehead State leading Ohio 72-48. Tom Lewis along with the chuckling Drew Barnett. Not sure.
Well, both teams were out on the floor long before the allotted amount of time was over. And it is the allotted amount of time, so the referees have just been standing there for a minute.
The power of the worldwide leader.
Yes.
Those media timeouts.
Yeah.
Morehead State has Charles, Soderlund, King, Novick, and Sarek on the floor. The Bobcats, Watkins, Johnson, Williams, Dennis, and Alper. As Novick brings it into the front court for Morehead State. To Charles, around to Soderlund near the right hash. Back out straight away to Novick. Working against Williams. Gets it to Charles. Keeps her balance. Picks up her dribble. Kicks it back out to Novick. Thought about the three. Instead drives. Kicks to Sarek. Three-pointer.
Yeah.
Rolls and falls.
And really good out of the timeout there by Morehead. We're not really expecting any changes. I think that was more or less a the game's not over timeout by Kayla Petrie.
Sarek, 18 points. 15 came in the first half as
just
Williams gets around her defender and easily lays it in.
A rare defensive lapse there by Morehead State. Just went to sleep.
75-50, the Eagle lead. Novick working against Alper. Back out to Soderlund, around to Charles on the right side. She'll dribble back out, finds Novick, dribbles around a defender, kicks to Soderlund, wide open left side, three, count it.
Wow. And
78-50, Eagles. Williams against Charles, gets it into the front court, leaves it right hash for Watkins. She'll drive against King. Tough shot. Floater off balance, got it to go.
Yeah. So a little bit of an offensive flurry on both ends out of the timeout.
Novick the other way for Morehead State. Gets cut off by Alper. Hands it off to Charles, high left. She'll dribble around to the top of the key. Kicks to Soderlund on the far side, but a little out of her reach and out of bounds.
So another turnover for Morehead State.
And Melissa Secchiaroli quickly off the bench. She will replace Soderlund.
A good stretch there for Soderlund, minus the turnover.
Bobcats will inbound in the backcourt. Secchiaroli some token pressure as Williams crosses midcourt through the Eagle beak. Gets it to Dennis, tries to float it inside to Watkins, but Secchiaroli takes it away. Another Bobcat turnover.
Yep.
That is their 25th of this game.
And a lot of them forced.
Yes. Novick to Sekiaroli, high left. Bounce pass into the top of the key to Blessing King. Hands to Sarek. Cut off at the low block and called for a travel. And then the Eagles will bring back in the Rhodes twins, Jaden and Haley back in. Blessing King and Valentina Sarek will get a breather.
Yeah. It doesn't feel this way because of the margin, but that is the 17th Morehead State turnover.
One of the few
blemishes
today for Morehead State. On the other end, Williams, strong move to the hoop.
Yeah.
Bumped.
Melissa felt her, she had position, but
I thought it was a pretty good call in that position. So Melissa Sekiaroli picks up her fourth personal. That is the fourth of the quarter on Morehead State, but Williams was in the act of shooting, and we'll get to here.
Mm-hmm.
Monica Williams on the afternoon with 7 points before these freebies. First one up and good. Ohio was picked to finish ninth out of the 12 teams in the MAC preseason coaches poll, so coming off of a 6-win campaign in rebuilding mode, and it has shown quite a bit today.
Yeah, they have. But, you know, they did have the win at Dayton. In their loss, they were without their best player.
Yeah,
so
against an App State team that's not too shattered.
Right.
Morehead State, 78-54 lead, and the basketball. Charles, one dribble, leaves it at the top of the arc for the curling Novick. Passes far side to Haley Rhodes. She'll try to drive, but gets cut off by Kennedy Watkins. Hands to Novick. She works the baseline.
And
an offensive foul very late against Novick.
And a really good drive and dish there by Novick. And not
Charles
only was
wide
late,
open.
That was in the area.
Yeah, that should have been a no-call at best.
Yeah.
But for Novick, that's personal foul number three.
Yeah, and part of it was you just hate to see her make such a great pass and then get whistled.
On the other end, it is Bengisu Alper with an in-and-out three-point try. Morehead State, the rebound. Charles the other way. Takes it into the lane.
Offensive foul.
And another offensive foul on Veronica Charles.
So
her third.
I guess you could say Ohio U has effectively been drawing offensive fouls in the paint the last couple of possessions.
Yep. Eagles with three turnovers now in the last minute 50. And two of those have been offensive fouls.
Yeah.
Charles will check out. Skylar Barnes back on for Morehead State. Barnes, the 5'9 junior out of Texas. Here comes Williams across the timeline for the Bobcats to the offensive end to our right. She'll work the right side of the floor. Barnes strips her pocket. She'll come the other way. Two on two. Finds Haley Rhodes. Puts it up and in. Barnes with the steal and the assist, setting up Rhodes on that play. Williams the other way. In the lane.
This is
runs
gonna be
into
a travel.
Her own teammate and does walk.
Yeah.
Collided. I believe that was with Kayla Johnson in the lane.
Yeah.
And that will be turnover number 27 on the Bobcats.
And as we approach the 5-minute mark in the fourth quarter,
Jaden Rhodes, finds Novick on the low block left. Scoop shot rolls and falls.
Novick with just a huge size advantage underneath.
And Novick now with 13 points. Nope, 15 points on the day.
Yep.
It's 80-54 MSU. Nearly another steal. Novick knocks it away from Alper. She'll track it down in the backcourt. Gets it back ahead to Lafler. Drives against Jaden Rhodes, but Rhodes, a beautiful block to Novick. Finds Skylar Barnes in transition. Layup attempt is blocked, but Barnes was fouled in the process, and she'll get free throws after a media timeout. That foul, I believe, against Williams. We'll step out with 4:28 to play, and Morehead State a commanding 82-54 lead over Ohio. Back with our conclusion after this on the Eagles Sports Network.
Whitaker Bank is dedicated to providing exceptional banking experiences to our fellow Kentuckians. We live in the communities we serve and work diligently to serve the needs of our neighbors. Hi, this is Michelle Skaggs, loan officer at the Northside Branch location. Stop in and let us put our experience and customer service to work for you. Whitaker Bank is uniquely Kentucky, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Trusted, tried, and true. Those three words represent the highest standards for Kawasaki Mule side-by-sides. Trusted means being built strong and built to last. Tried means being put to the test by hardworking people doing the toughest jobs. True means staying authentic to roots that run 30 years deep. Kawasaki Mule, the definition of trusted, tried, and true. Available at Gateway Cycles, Mount Sterling. GatewayCycles.com.
Looking for convenience that fits your busy lifestyle? Look no further than Clark's Pump and Shop. At Clark's Pump and Shop, we have everything you need right when you need it. Want a good cup of coffee to kickstart your day? We've got it. Snacks and treats for an afternoon pick-me-up? We've got that too. And don't forget, we're your one-stop shop for top-quality fuel. Clark's Pump and Shop, Moorhead, Winchester, Flemingsburg, West Liberty, and Vanceburg. Return, refresh, refuel. Clark's Pump and Shop.
It's that time of year again. It's the annual enrollment period for Medicare. Have you recently discovered that your health care provider is no longer in your network? Call us at 606-780-1387 to see what options you have. We are your local Medicare Resource Center at the Porter Group Insurance. That's 606-780-1387 or find us online at portergroupinsurance.com.
It's been all Moorhead State so far this afternoon as the Eagles lead the Ohio Bobcats 82-54 with just under 4.5 minutes to play in the women's half of today's women's men's doubleheader. The men will be taking on Midway after the conclusion of this game. That game was scheduled to tip off at 3 o'clock, but yeah. That's 10 minutes from now. That's not happening.
Correct. Maybe 3:30.
Yep.
Sometime between 3:30 and 3:45, yeah, probably.
Roughly 30 minutes between games. Returning to action as we near the end of this one, though, in what has been a very, very good outing for the Moorhead State Eagles. And Skylar Barnes will step to the line for two shots, rolls the first one home. And Barnes picks up her third point of the day, all from the free throw line. Has five assists and three rebounds, misses the second free throw. And Dennis will go up for the rebound for OU. Ahead to Fantroy. Cross court pass to Williams. Out to Lafler, or to, Barnett, who gets it to Lafler. Tabling to Barnett. And to Williams. Cross court to Lafler. Drives the angle. Cut off by Haley Rhodes at the block. Out to Fantroy, who travels.
So another Ohio turnover.
Number 28.
Yeah. Approaching a gazillion turnovers in this game.
Combined 48 in the game. Kayla Hall checks back in for the Eagles, replacing Jaden Rhodes. As Novick will split the center circle. And gives it up to Haley Rhodes, high left. Out to Sekiaroli between the circles. Around to Novick. She'll circle the top of the key, stops at the left elbow, kicks it back over to Skylar Barnes, who walks herself. And the turnovers just keep on piling up.
Right, yeah. I don't know, are there any advanced metrics for turnover efficiency? This game's...
Not sure. I'm sure there are.
Yeah, I'm sure there are.
I don't have access to them, but yeah. I'm sure there are. Soderlund back on the floor for Moorhead State. As OU will inbound. It will be tabling, working against Novick into the front court to our right. Angles to the right. Hands it off out high to Asia Baxter. Now a pass down low to Emma Barnett, who's off the mark with a layup. Michaela Hall clears the boards for MSU. Ahead to Novick. Chest pass ahead to Sekiaroli on the left wing. One bounce out to Haley Rhodes, around to Soderlund near the right hash. Now straight away to Novick, around to Sekiaroli, catch and shoot three. Barely ripples the net.
Yeah.
And Sekiaroli now in double figures with 12 points.
What a shot. And Moorhead with their biggest lead of the game, 86-54 with 3 minutes to play.
Wow. Lafler. Now Lafler in the corner, drives baseline, and she's forced onto the baseline by Michaela Hall, who gets called for the foul in the process. That will be personal number 6 of the quarter on MSU for Hall, her first. And it will send Lafler to the line for two shots. Lafleur with 7 points on the day, her first trip to the stripe. First one up, right on the money.
Yep.
Second free throw by Lafleur, rolls and falls. 5'11 sophomore out of Dublin. And it's now 86-56, a 30-point lead for Morehead State. Under 3 minutes to play. Soderlund, right side out high to Haley Rhodes, back out to Sekiroli. Has it deflected away from her by Fantroy, but Novick right there to get the loose basketball. Back to Sekiroli. Bounce pass to Hall at the right elbow to Soderlund, wide open three. Count it. Matilda Soderlund now with 15 points, four three-pointers today. On the other end, Emma Barnett tries a right side three. It's too strong, but Fantroy, the offensive rebound. Bounce pass down low to Lafleur. Her reverse layup is good.
Yeah. So Morehead State now with four players in double figures. As you mentioned, the scoring...
Actually, five.
Five. So the scoring's been distributed pretty well.
Second straight game, the Eagles have had five players in double digits. Hall tracks down a dangerous pass, gets it to Novick. She'll drive to the low block, gets cut off, and her pass is deflected away. Three on two come the Bobcats. Pull up three-pointer by Fantroy is an air ball that overshoots everything. Rebound by Hall. She tried to pass it ahead, but it was deflected out of bounds by OU, and Morehead State will have it with 1:46 to play. Valentina Sarek back on for MSU along with Paris McBride, Haley Rhodes, and Melissa Sekiroli. Actually, make it Katie Novick checking out. Sekiroli will trigger the inbound. Near midcourt, far side. It comes into McBride in the backcourt. She'll work it across the line against Tabling. Left side to Sarek, around to Soderlund on the wing. Back out straight away to Sekiroli. She swings it to McBride. Now to Sarek. Picks up her dribble, high right. Off to Sekiroli straight away. Outside the apex of the arc to Soderlund. She wants another three. This is an air ball, and it will go out of bounds. So 1:22 to play.
Right.
It's academic. It's just a matter of what the final score is. But right now, Morehead State up 89-58.
Yeah. And Ohio will run their offense.
Yep. Tabling to Fantroy. Drives against Soderlund. Runner no good. Put back no good by Lafleur. Fantroy, the offensive rebound. Tried to scoop it out to Barnett. Lost the handle. And here comes Paris McBride. Two on one. Goes up. Misses the layup and the rebound to OU.
So as we have now 52 seconds to play.
Good pass ahead. And Fantroy cherry picking. Able to put it up and in.
Is Morehead going to dribble it out or are we going to run another offensive possession here?
There's enough of a discrepancy in the shot and game clocks. They're going to have to run something.
Yeah.
Sekiroli to Soderlund. Holds it high left. One dribble. Cross court to McBride. Out high on the right side now. Fantroy guards her man to man. McBride drives around her. Skip pass to Sekiroli near the left corner. She'll drive. Gets cut off and ball taken away from her by Lafleur. Ahead to Tabling up the right side. 16 seconds to play. Tabling step back three against McBride. Leaves it short. Sekiroli goes up for the rebound. She'll hold in the backcourt. Hands it off now to McBride, who will just run out the clock. And Morehead State, a decisive, definitive win over the Ohio Bobcats out of the Mid-America Conference today. 89-60. We'll step out, come back with our abbreviated postgame right after this on the Eagle Sports Network.
Buy one, get one half off traditional Wing Tuesdays at Buffalo Wild Wings?
Wing Tuesdays is the best day of my life, every Tuesday.
What about graduating valedictorian or the first day of your new job?
I mean, those are all great, but they just weren't on a Wing Tuesday.
Buy one, get one half off traditional wings every Tuesday only at Buffalo Wild Wings. To the greatest of all times. Buy one, get one of equal value, 50% off traditional wings on Tuesdays at participating locations. Not valid with other offers. Size exclusions may apply while supplies last. Limit one. Delivery and takeout available at participating locations through Buffalo Wild Wings app or website. Fees, including service fees, may apply.
Your annual homecoming tailgate party was a rousing success. You caught up with your weird cousin Phil. You and your buddy Dave were crowned cornhole champions. Your famous potato salad drew rave reviews. The home team even won. But the best part was what didn't happen. you didn't drive home buzzed. You got a ride home from your cousin Phil, who may be weird, but also definitely sober. Drive sober or get pulled over. Paid with funds through the Kentucky Office of Highway Safety.
The Citizens Bank, with locations in Bath, Morgan, and Rowan counties, offers a variety of loans to cover your needs. Wanting to purchase a house or car, start a remodel or new construction? What about buying an ATV or a boat just for fun? We offer a variety of loans. Call or stop by today at one of our five banking centers for more information. The Citizens Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Hungry? Stop by Giovanni's in Moorhead, 700 East Main Street. They feature classic and premium pizzas, pasta and salads, classic and premium subs, calzones, traditional and boneless chicken wings, and a wide range of sides, including breadsticks. There's lunch specials, too. Stop by for lunch or dinner, dine in or take out. Call 606-755-2100, order online at giovannispizzapower.com, or use the drive-thru with the new Giovanni's, 700 East Main Street, Moorhead.
Back at Johnson Arena, where the Moorhead State women have knocked off Ohio by a count of 89-60. Joined now by MSU coach Kayla Petrie. And Kayla, Drew and I talked about it. It seemed like from that first media timeout on, it was decisive. Your team was in control, and a really nice win today for you.
Yeah, I'm just so proud of the girls. I thought it was a very much a team win. There was no selfishness. You know, we've relied so much on V in the past. And, you know, when she got in foul trouble early, it was, you know, kind of like a revolving wheel coming in, and everybody that came in did their job. I think first half, I haven't looked at the second half, but first half our bench outscored their bench 32-12, and that's just unbelievable.
Ended up 48-25 for the game. So
what's our assist on made baskets? We made 30 baskets. How many assists?
Yeah,
we had 20.
20 assists. Yeah,
so
2/3.
Yeah, that's what we're striving to do, to really share the basketball. You know, I talked about that, how strong their help defense was. Mm-hmm. And so being in that line in the paint, I didn't want us to try to go on the first side of the floor and try to score. I wanted us to attack and kick and then attack that long closeout. And the ball moving well is what created those. And so that's credit to our girls to playing selfless. And hopefully we can use this as a springboard to move forward, and how playing as five works a little better than playing one on five. And so, but just really proud of them. Lots of people stood out. Nina, I don't even recall her Valentina. Nina had 18, great percentage.
15 in the first half.
Yeah. Mel, 12. Katie, 15. Tilly, 15. Blessing, 11. I mean, what is that, five people in double figures off the
bench? Yep, for the second straight game, five
that's awesome. I love that, but I guess I better go. But thank you. I'm just glad I remembered to come over.
I'm glad you did, too.
Look at that.
Let's make this a regular occurrence, shall we?
Appreciate you.
All right, thanks, Kayla. All right, again, your final score from Johnson Arena. Moorhead State beats Ohio 89-60 in the women's half of our women's men's doubleheader as the men take the floor to warm up. We'll take another break, come back and take a quick look at some of the final numbers and start wrapping things up and clear the way for the men here on the Eagle Sports Network.
Hothead Salon in Pinecrest Plaza, Moorhead, is the official hair salon of Moorhead State Athletics. Men, women, and children, Hotheads makes everyone look their best, and walk-ins are always welcome. Hotheads is an integrity scruple salon and carries only the best hair care products. Call 784-4688 for an appointment. That's 784-HOTT. Or drop in and see Beverly and her staff. The doors open at 10 a.m. Monday through Saturday for your convenience. Hothead Salon in Moorhead. Like them on Facebook.
Line X of Moorhead is your source for Line X protective coatings, and now your source for Value Guard undercoating. Value Guard is a military-grade material that offers superior protection for any vehicle. First, they clean and condition the surface, fog all body cavities, then apply Value Guard undercoating to your vehicle. Platinum Series Line X bed coatings are also available. Line X of Moorhead, just off I-64, exit 133. Online at linexofmoorhead.com.
Cassie here at Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware in Moorhead. We wanted to pop in with a friendly reminder that we have a huge canning selection filled with all your canning needs. A few items include jars, lids, bands, canners, cookers, and their parts, as well as seasoning mixes, pickle crisp, pickling lime, and salt. Stop by today for all your canning needs at Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware on Flemingsburg Road at I-64 in Moorhead. Ace is the helpful place.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Furniture World Superstore's Black Friday sale with incredible deals and once-a-year savings you have to see to believe. New merchandise is arriving daily, so now's the best time to update your home and save. Leather recliner with power headrest, only $5.99 while they last. Plus, no interest up to 2 years with approved credit. So many deals, so little time. The Black Friday sale at Furniture World Superstore. The local guys with the best buys. 356 Pinecrest Drive in Moorhead and on Maysville Road, Mount Sterling. Close Sunday.
89-60, Moorhead State's women knock off Ohio in impressive fashion this afternoon at Johnson Arena. Take a real quick look at some of the final numbers. The Eagles from the floor, 30 of 62 on the day, 48.4%. Pretty solid 11 of 29 from three-point range. That's about 38%. And 18 of 28 from the free throw line, 64.3%. Bobcats shot it at a 40.4% clip, 21 of 52. 5 of 24 from outside the arc, 13 of 22 from the free throw line. The Eagles easily win the battle of the boards, 42 to 31. Turnovers, 29 by Ohio. Moorhead State with 24. Leading the way for Moorhead State, Valentina Sarek with 18 points, 15 apiece for Novick and Soderlund. 12 points for Melissa Secchiaroli and 11 for Blessing King, all in double figures. The only two Ohio Bobcats cracking double digits, Cassidy Lafler with 11 and Kennedy Watkins with 10. With the win, Moorhead State improves to 2-3 on the young season. Ohio falls to 1-2. We'll take one more one-minute break. Come back and wrap things up right after this on the Eagle Sports Network.
You've heard the term buy local. How about play local? When you play Keno and other games from the Kentucky Lottery, your dollars are going directly to fund scholarships and grants for Kentucky students. Play Keno anywhere Kentucky Lottery is sold. Convenience stores, bars, on your laptop, or on your mobile device. Visit kylottery.com to play Keno online or go to your favorite Kentucky Lottery retailer. Please play local, have fun, and help Kentucky students too. Play responsibly. Remember, it's just a game.
Is your current financial advisor really listening to you? Or just waiting for their turn to talk? Wes A. Holland, your Cave Run area Edward Jones financial advisor, is here ready to listen. He wants to know what's important to you. Wes wants to learn about your goals so that by working together, he can put you on the financial path that's right for you. Call Wes A. Holland at 606-780-0248 or visit edwardjones.com to get started today. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Again, your final score in today's women's game, Moorhead State 89, Ohio 60. The Eagles improved to 2-3 on the young season with the win. Ohio falls to 1-2. Moorhead State's women will be back in action this Saturday afternoon. They'll tip off in Clinton, South Carolina against Presbyterian at 2 o'clock pregame here on the ESN at 1:45. Remember, the Moorhead State men in action here momentarily on the floor warming up right now. Chuck Mraz will be along to bring the play-by-play. Partner Drew Barnett and studio engineer and producer Ian Corbin, thanks to both of you, and thanks to you for listening here on the Eagle Sports Network.
Been listening to Moorhead State Basketball on the Eagle Sports Network. MSU broadcasts are sponsored by Eagle Family Sports Pass, Buffalo Wild Wings, Ticket Smarter, the Kentucky Department of Highway Safety, Citizens Bank Moorhead, Giovanni's, Tim Short Auto Group, Pepsi, Kentucky Lottery, Whitaker Bank Moorhead, and MSU Soar Higher. By Allen's IGA, Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware, Bypass Pawn, Clark's Pump and Shop, First Federal Savings and Loan, Furniture World Superstore, Gateway Cycles, Hardee's, Hinton Mills, Hothead Salon, Linex of Moorhead, Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, your Scott Family McDonald's, Moorhead Tourism, Porter Group Insurance, Reno's Roadhouse, Right Way Auto Glass, St. Clair Healthcare, Wendy's of Moorhead, and Whitaker Bank Moorhead. Tune in all season long for Morehead State University basketball on the Eagle Sports Network.